and dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
The weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. What a pleasure it is to sit here behind this microphone and have the opportunity to share important health information with you that I've gleaned from the press, from medical journals, from things that I've come across. 877-726-8255, our number. We got lots to talk about this hour, and that number is available to you 24-7, 365. We have recorded calls, so let's hear one of those right now.
I'm requesting for information on GERD, particularly related to gases, bloating, and dyspepsia. Most of the doctors are prescribing PPIs, and I would like to understand what will be the effect of PPIs on long-term usages.
Okay. Well, these are among the most prescribed medications around, and they're based on the notion that the reason for stomach ulcers is that we overproduce hydrochloric acid. And if you have an ulcer, during the healing phase of an ulcer, it might not be a bad idea to stop the production of the acid temporarily. But the prescribing of these drugs went through the roof when all manner of tummy problems became the target of deacidification or blocking of acid production. And we have a lot of GERD or reflux, it used to be called heartburn, good old-fashioned heartburn. And we then developed these drugs. And now these drugs are being prescribed to tens and tens of millions of people. They weren't supposed to be prescribed for long periods of time, but a lot of doctors tell people that they need to be on these drugs for the rest of their lives. And then they came up with this notion that too much acidity could create esophageal cancer. We began to diagnose what's called Barrett's esophagus, which is thought to be a precursor to esophageal cancer. For those people who have changes in their esophagus, like Barrett's, they're told that they need to be relegated to these drugs for an entire lifetime. But they've got some really serious side effects. Blocking stomach acid changes digestion and absorption. And it also changes the microbiome. The microbiome is responsible for a lot of things, and it has pervasive health impacts. So, for example, people on cruise ships who take these PPIs, and a lot of people who are on cruise ships these days are seniors, retired folks who have the money and time to travel around. When there's an outbreak of some sort of diarrheal disease, the ones who are on these medications are much more likely to develop something because the acidity in your stomach is a barrier to bacterial contamination of your lower GI tract. And so these drugs render you more susceptible to diarrheal disease and food poisonings, but also there's some more profound problems. There's something called ZE syndrome, which is a change that occurs sometimes when you have a blockage of your stomach acid. You may either by increase your risk for stomach cancer. So by being on these medications, there may be a higher risk for some really serious problems. Kidney disease, there's some cardiovascular risks associated with these medications. There's certainly a higher risk for osteoporosis. There's a higher risk for C. difficile infection when you take antibiotics if you're on a PPI. In terms of malabsorption of nutrients, magnesium deficiency is so pervasive with these PPIs that there's a black box warning on the product labeling for PPI medications. Medications are Prilosec, Prevacid, and so on, that says that you better look out for hypomagnesemia. Well, hypomagnesemia can make you have cardiac arrhythmias. It can make you really feel tired and lousy. You can also develop anemia because of B12 malabsorption and iron malabsorption. And there's even concerns about a higher risk for dementia associated with long-term use of the PPI. So it really kind of behooves you to take the dietary measures, to be on what is called a GERD diet, identify culprit foods, reduce your, obviously, if you're a smoker, avoid smoking and avoid excess alcohol. Alcohol is very corrosive to the esophagus and the stomach. And then to consider taking things like DGL and various natural products that coat the esophagus. These are products that I often give to patients who have GERD, and many listeners take them. And it really is important to try and wean yourself off. It's hard to get off of the PPIs because once you stop cold turkey, you get a rebound effect, rapid overproduction of hydrochloric acid, because it's kind of like pulling back on a rubber band and you let it go and wham, it's you get a rebound for after long-term suppression of your stomach acid. And therefore, you have to taper very slowly. You have to go on a slow taper of your PPI over a period of weeks and months. That can be supervised by your physician or your natural health care practitioner. So just stopping cold turkey, not a good idea, because it's going to feel like you really need to be on the PPI. You're going to get stomach pain again rather quickly because of hyperacidity. And therefore, they're ideal drugs because they're self-perpetuating. Once you're on them, it's really hard to get off them. And doctors too often tell patients to use them long-term instead of what they're originally intended for, which is short-term use to allow an ulcer to heal or to relieve inflammation associated with esophagitis or GERD. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. All right. There's a new sheriff in town when it comes to the Surgeon General. There's going to be a change in administration. Well, we had a guy, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, who as a parting shot, as a parting gift to us, has come out with a headline-grabbing report that recommends alcohol be distributed with cancer warnings. The report warns, and I'm reading here from the Wall Street Journal, that for some cancers, quote, evidence shows that this risk may start to increase around one or fewer drinks per day. Now, I'm not defending drink because I'm not a big drinker. The older I get, the more I think it's kind of a waste of time. I don't need it. It affects my sleep. It is not something that I really need to tie one on with. Maybe when I was younger, it served that purpose, but now I'm more interested in preserving my mental faculties rather than muddling them, as is the case for many mature individuals. But I got to say that the problem with this edict is that the link between heavy drinking and certain cancers is very well established. Liver cancer, throat and mouth cancer, stomach cancer, but not for moderate consumption. So this is an example of government overkill. The government is good with edicts. They want to tell us what to do. And the pronouncement from Surgeon General Murthy flies in the face of a big study from the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine. 200 pages of findings that run counter to Dr. Murthy's 22-page report, although his report got all the headlines. And from the Wall Street Journal, they say the Academies found insufficient evidence to support a link between moderate drinking, we're talking one or two drinks per day for a man and one drink per day for a woman, and oral, pharyngeal, esophageal, laryngeal, and other cancers. There was a slightly higher risk of breast cancer with moderate drinking. But, and here's the important but, remember a few weeks back on Intelligent Medicine, I shared with you a story that was bound to generate some controversy because it suggested there was virtually no amount of alcohol that wasn't bad for protection against heart attacks, right? It's almost like the more pickled you are, the lower your risk of a heart attack, because alcohol has anti-atherosclerotic effects. Not just red wine, but virtually all alcohols. Wine, in particular, has beneficial polyphenols, but alcohol seems to be protective against heart attacks. But, oh, guess what? It increases the risk of atrial fibrillation, and high levels of alcohol consumption are associated, indeed, with certain forms of cancer. So what it comes down to, and you know, going through all these statistics, they cherry pick, but it turns out that of 609,000 cancer deaths in 2023, moderate drinking may have contributed, not necessarily the cause, but could have been a partial contributor to just 3,400 of them, which is about 0.6%. So Dr. Murthy's claims about alcohol's cancer risks are ultimately misleading. And, yeah, that's the very self-same Dr. Murthy who got it wrong about COVID misinformation, disinformation. He wanted to strengthen the monitoring of misinformation, prioritize early detection of misinformation, super spreaders, stigmatize those who were challenging lockdowns and vaccine mandates, and wanted to talk to the social media companies about how to throttle down information that went against the public narrative. And, in fact, there was a big case before the Supreme Court, Murthy versus Missouri. The Attorney General of Missouri sued Murthy on the basis of his collusion with social media companies to deplatform or shadow ban folks who had different opinions about how to handle the COVID pandemic in a more rational way. So, you know, more dramatic headlines, but not a recommendation that I think should tell us that we should reenact prohibition in 2025. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
It's January. Time to tackle those New Year's resolutions. What do you want to achieve? Feel your best, conquer your goals. Let me share my personal experience with MyoPure from Timeline Nutrition. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MyoPure is a game changer. It contains urolithin A, a rare postbiotic that promotes cellular renewal. MyoPure is the only urolithin A supplement on the market clinically proven to target the effects of age-related cellular decline. MyoPure addresses common common signs of aging at the root. So if you want to support your cellular health and achieve your goals for 2025, Might Appear is offering a rare deep discount to get your 2025 started right. This month only, get 33% off Might Appear. Just go to timeline.com/Hoffman33. That's timeline.com/Hoffman33 for 33% off Might Appear. Might Appear is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference. 60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
In Cock County, Tennessee, it's been 3 months since the devastating floods from Hurricane Helene. Recovery is far from over, but many volunteers say they aren't giving up. As they continue to rebuild, we'll continue to look for their needs and what needs aren't being met from somewhere else. And we'll meet those needs, said Don Smith, president of the Knoxville chapter of Vietnam Veterans of America. Smith's group, in collaboration with Veterans at Focus, are helping their own, supporting four East Tennessee veterans who lost their homes in the floods. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
60 Seconds of Service.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
And what do you have in common with Mr. Peppelman?
I would say overcoming challenges. I do also struggle right now, so I'm just trying to overcome challenges and flourish with opportunity.
What kind of challenges are you facing?
Personal challenges, I would say, things that require a lot of thought and focus and time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I've been successful because I've surrounded myself with people smarter than me and better than me. But also, Jeremiah, I would encourage you to find a group that you feel safe with and that you can share those difficulties with. Because by sharing what we're going through, and they look at you and say, wow, you got through that, I can get through it.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Superman derives his power from the yellow sun. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. D.C. politicians get their power by giving handouts. In 1913, the tax code was 400 pages long. Today, it's 75,000. This is how politicians derive their power. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255, and we'll be taking some of your recorded questions momentarily. We appreciate them. You can call anytime you like during the weekend and record a question. and we'll tackle it on a future episode of Intelligent Medicine. But as I mentioned, I probably watch all too much TV. Well, I'm not really watching. I'm sort of like briefly looking up from time to time while I'm doing my work. Background TV, that's not so bad. And I see a lot of commercials. And I'm watching a lot of sports. And during sports events, they're having ads for Paxlovid. And the idea behind Paxlovid is these commercials is you don't want to ruin your week or expose others to COVID. So if you come down with COVID, you better take Paxlovid. Paxlovid is an antiviral medication that is touted as a way to treat COVID, reduce the risk of a serious outcome with COVID, but also generally to make you feel better, because that's why we take stuff, right? I mean, if you get a cold, you take some NyQuil, or if you get a headache, you take some Excedrin. You want to feel better, and hence the impression is being created that if you take Paxlovid, which is a prescription medication, you got to get it from your doctor, that it will make you feel better if you come down with COVID. Well, here's something from, I want to remind you, because it's something from last year, came out in April. A recent study suggests that Paxlovid is ineffective at treating symptoms. I'll repeat that. Ineffective at treating symptoms in people with mild illness or those who have been fully vaccinated, which is the vast majority of us. Yes, there are some holdouts, people who are not vaccinated. They say, though, it is still a life-saving medication in vulnerable groups. Who are these vulnerable groups? Unvaccinated people who are high risk. What is high risk? The frail, the very elderly, people who are debilitated, people who are have suppressed immunity. And what they found is that, indeed, there was a very little benefit, if any. Yeah, I mean, look, it does reduce the risk of dying, but the risk of dying is infinitesimally small from the forms of COVID that are circulating these days. They found that both vaccinated people with a high underlying risk for severe infection, so like high-risk people who are vaccinated, but also unvaccinated people with a moderate risk for severe infection, they still experience COVID symptoms for roughly the same duration regardless of whether or not they took Paxlovid. Paxlovid, enormously profitable for Pfizer, revenue up $1.5 billion. The U.S. just bought $500 million worth of a stockpile of Paxlovid. Go figure. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Call to serve. So I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site, it's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at kcnr1460.com.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. So let's take one of those recorded questions. Hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I read somewhere where these supplements that are designed to improve memory don't really pass the blood-brain barrier and therefore are not beneficial for that purpose. What is your view on that?
Okay, so very interesting question. So let's explain what that is. There, when you take something, it gets absorbed in your gastrointestinal tract, and then it has the potential to be picked up by your blood supply and travel to all parts of your body. And so there are supplements that you take that may be helpful for joints, where you take them orally, and then they're absorbed in your intestines, and then they go through your venous circulation, through your liver, and then they circulate around your body, And eventually they find their way to your joints and they help to reduce inflammation. An example of which is curcumin. Curcumin is anti-inflammatory and can help with joint pain. But nature has created something called the blood-brain barrier. And what that does is it actually protects us from toxins. So in prehistoric times, man, in a quest for food, would sometimes experiment with new foods. Like, there's a really colorful berry. That looks tempting. Let me eat that. It turns out to be poisonous. And what it does is it may render you very sick and make you vomit, but your brain is protected by the blood-brain barrier, the most vulnerable part of the body that you don't want to get harmed. So this is actually a problem in drug development because many drugs that are designed to work in your nervous system, you know, maybe pain relievers, for example, these drugs may have to be designed to better penetrate the blood-brain barrier. This is also an obstacle in terms of drugs that are used to treat dementia and Alzheimer's, that we're just beginning to see some inklings of potential success. So curcumin's a good example. Curcumin is absorbed pretty well, can go to the joints, but does not cross the blood-brain barrier very well. But by means of what's called microencapsulation, these tiny nanospheres that are particles that are lipid-coated can cross the blood-brain barrier more easily because the blood-brain barrier keeps out aqueous compounds, polar compounds, but lipids pass more easily through the blood-brain barrier. So by taking curcumin and putting it into a little tiny microscopic size package, these little tiny particles can better enter the central nervous system. And this has actually been demonstrated. So I looked up studies that show that the microencapsulation does work to deliver it to the brain to have potentially an anti-dementia effect. Since inflammation is part of the pathway to dementia, curcumin seems to be helpful there. There are other things, too, and I have pulled out an article about pycnogenol. Pycnogenol is sometimes used in the treatment of traumatic brain injury. You know, we get hit on the head, you get a concussion, sometimes takes longer to recover. There's a study showing that pycnogenol actually is absorbed in the gastrointestinal tract, circulates around, can cross the blood-brain barrier, and does get into the brain. And same with other things like fish oil. Fish oil, especially DHA, beneficial for the brain, does cross the blood-brain barrier. And you have to go on a case-by-case basis because some things are more or less repelled by the blood-brain barrier. They're kept out. But with innovative techniques, they can sometimes take something that doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier very well and create a vehicle so that it has better affinity for the central nervous system, the brain, and the nerves. And so the answer to your question is, yeah, maybe to some extent some things are not that well absorbed, but for the most part, well-formulated supplements are designed to overcome the barriers to uptake by the blood-brain barrier, accessing the brain and the central nervous system itself. So thank you for that great question. 877-726-8255, our number. You know, I've been talking for a long time about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. They still work on the endocannabinoid system, but for those who prefer not to use CBD and potentially for use in younger kids, this is an opportunity. CV Science's new Plus Health CBD free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola, designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. I'm sure they're well-positioned to cross the blood-brain barrier. Or if you need a little peace and calm, Plus Health's Peace Gummies offer a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort that supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolism and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. So for more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. There you'll find all their products, including their products with CBD. I take the CBD-infused sleep gummies. I also use the CBD-infused calm gummies, but if you prefer, you can find an innovative suite of non-CBD products at pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. All right, there's this thing called watchful waiting for cancer. Got any idea? Because in the past, men who had prostate cancer were told, okay, you got two choices, either radiation or surgery. Okay? You have cancer, don't just stand there, treat it. Treat it aggressively. And in fact, even our language, you know, you fight cancer. There's the war against cancer. And sometimes in an obituary, they say that a person has succumbed after a long, courageous battle against cancer. You fight against cancer. But there's this new idea that we should do what's termed watchful waiting, original term replaced by a term called active surveillance. Well, a couple of guys that we've talked to here on Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Aaron Katz and Dr. Gio Espinosa, they were partners for a while at Columbia. Now both are at NYU, developed a new wrinkle to active surveillance. They call it active holistic surveillance. So it's not don't just stand there, do nothing, wait until you potentially progress and then do the chemo or do the radiation or do the surgery. They say embark on a program of holistic lifestyle intervention with diet, exercise, and certain supplements. And Dr. Katz pioneered this with a paper in 2016. And here's what it said. They did a study which analyzed survival rate among 235 patients who undertook active holistic surveillance. In other words, they were counseled on diet, exercise, and they got supplements. And what they found was that the survival for the cohort was 99.6%. And the disease-specific interval survival was 100%. So none of them had a recurrence during the time that they were observed. So they did very well. So it kind of outlines the potential of active holistic surveillance. And now comes a study, high omega-3, low omega-6 diet with fish oil for men with prostate cancer on active surveillance. It's called the CAPFISH-3 randomized clinical trial. And what they found was that by eliminating omega-6 rich foods, which are often processed foods, and by supplementing with fish oil, it compared to placebo, it resulted in a significant reduction in something called the Ki-67 index. It's a biomarker for prostate cancer progression, metastasis, and death over a period of several years. So very interesting. Omega-6 fats, it's not clear per se whether they're cancer-promoting, although some studies say that those poor-quality refined oils can cause cancer to proliferate. But by eliminating them, you also eliminate a lot of ultra-processed foods. And that may be the key to the benefit of reducing omega-6 fats for cancer. Sources of omega-6 fats include fried and fast foods, baked goods, candy and confections, dressings and condiments, you know, things like mayonnaise and salad dressings, and meat substitutes and dairy substitutes. Okay? So, but they reduced their omega-6s, and they also took fish oil supplements, and they had some real improvements in a prime indicator of the aggressiveness of prostate cancer while doing what's called active holistic surveillance. So, yeah, fish oil, very important, and diet, very important for people especially men in this case, who are undergoing observation in an effort to avoid more aggressive treatment. And this may also come into play for women with less aggressive forms of breast cancer, like DCIS. They may say, well, you don't need surgery now. You don't need hormone treatment. You don't need radiation. We'll just observe you. We'll monitor you. And, oh, by the way, why don't you get a really healthy lifestyle? And that may reduce their eventual need to have more surgery, hormone treatment, radiation, or ultimately chemotherapy. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you're listening to Intelligent Medicine. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title. I discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together. In defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget. Never settle. Never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Diversity, equity, inclusion in our education system is poisoning young minds to hate America. As a professor of political science, I could assure you this toxic curriculum will destroy our country. I'm Nicholas Giordano, higher education fellow at Campus Reform, and I've had a front row seat to the anti-American push in our education system through DEI. DEI teaches that America is inherently racist and that oppression is ingrained. It encourages segregation, tribalism, and victimhood. It is the opposite of E Pluribus Unum. Out of many, One, we must root out this virus. We must reestablish an education system that teaches our national values and is not ashamed of American exceptionalism. We must teach the next generation to love this great country. The Leadership Institute's campus reform is exposing the DEI agenda in education, from history and language arts to the sciences and math. Visit campusreform.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A new year is upon us and a political storm approaches. What does Donald Trump have in store for the United States in 2025? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. We wish you call with questions or, you know, perhaps experiences. Maybe, you know, you've been told this or that or the other thing by a doctor and you want to share your experience, or maybe you've tried one or another of our supplements, so you want to share your review of how they work for you. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's take one of those recorded questions right now.
My question is fish oil, crow oil, olive oil good for a heart patient? And also, are those good for also for stroke patients? Thanks.
Okay, so, you know, great question. And the answer is all of the above have been shown to be helpful for heart patients. And the difference is that fish oil is rich in EPA and DHA, and these have been demonstrated to be heart healthy and preventive. In fact, they market a form of EPA as a prescription drug for people who have cardiovascular risk. So demonstrable benefits right there. The thing about the prescription drugs, they don't contain any DHA, and that's where over-the-counter fish oil comes in, because it's balanced between EPA and DHA. And krill oil is particularly rich in DHA, which may have cardiovascular benefits, certainly brain benefits against cognitive decline. And the additional benefit to krill oil, the problem with krill oil is that it delivers a little bit less potency, a little less in the way of the active omega-3s. But it is said to be more bioavailable. And I know that's a controversial notion. I've looked at some of the literature on that. I'm not entirely convinced. But the thought is you could take a smaller pill and it's going to, it'll be better absorbed and it'll go to where it's needed. But also krill oil contains astaxanthin. And astaxanthin may have some additional benefits. That's the red color that's imparted to salmon. Wild salmon have it naturally. Farmed salmon have it added to their diets, because if they didn't have astaxanthin added to their feed, they would just be gray looking and not very appealing. And olive oil has definite cardiovascular benefits. It's a monounsaturated fat, but beyond that, it delivers lots of polyphenols like oleuropein. And among the polyphenols, hydroxytyrosol also is really beneficial for the heart. And so I would recommend all of the above. So get a lube job with fish oil, krill oil, olive oil, if you're a heart patient or a patient who's had a stroke. And, you know, some doctors will say, oh, but what if you're on a blood thinner? Aren't these things blood thinners? Studies actually push back on the notion that you can develop excessive bleeding if you augment your anticoagulation by taking these supplements, which have platelet-inhibiting effects. But in terms of episodes of bleeding that occur while taking them concurrently with blood-thinning medication, like, say, for atrial fibrillation or some of the medications that you're taking after a heart attack, including aspirin, Plavix, things like that. The studies do not show that there is more of a risk of what's called accidental or pathological bleeding because people are ODing on blood-thinning omega-3 oils or things like that. So fire away, and those I think will be beneficial for you. Well, winter is here. It sure is here in New York City. It's really cold. And so is all the coughing and sneezing it brings. Or maybe it was all the alcohol and sugar that we consumed over the holidays. Well, now is the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to charge my immune system. I don't go a day without it. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a, quote, new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extracts, super concentrate, supercharging your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost that you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever this winter throws at you, well, Empower Plus is your solution. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get yourself a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus. Use it this winter to fend off all forms of maladies. This item is encouraging because, you know, we hear about how our health is deteriorating, you know, that this generation is less healthy than previous generations. Why 70 is the new 60 for many baby boomers. According to the study, today's older people are in better shape mentally and physically than previous generations. Since baby boomers are aging much more slowly than previous generations, it may be better nutrition, better health care, better focus on lifestyle, exercise, and so on. And so an encouraging trend that should bolster our confidence as baby boomers as we move towards our later years. Well, thanks very much for joining us. More resources available to you at drhoffman.com. We've got podcasts. We've got a great newsletter you can subscribe to there. And call 877-726-8255 to record your questions. Have a great weekend. Winter is here, and so is all the coughing and sneezing it brings. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract. Super concentrate, supercharging your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever the winter throws at you, Empower Plus is the solution. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasia Stevens. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says nearly 30 people have been arrested on charges of looting in areas affected by the Palisades and Eaton fires. Sheriff Robert Luna said 25 people have been arrested in the Eaton Fire area, four in the Palisades area. Around 400 members of the National Guard are currently in region. The number of fatalities being investigated as fire-related from the wildfires has risen to 24. That toll includes 16 from the Eaton Fire, 8 connected to the Palisades fire. Those fires are already projected to be among the costliest natural disasters in U.S. history.
A preliminary estimate by AccuWeather estimates damage and economic loss thus far approaching $150 billion. By comparison, Hurricane Helene last fall was estimated upwards of $250 billion. One meteorologist with AccuWeather says, unlike previous California fires, which were in more remote areas, the current ones have struck in the densely populated metropolitan area around L.A. with some of the highest real estate values in the country. George Williams reporting.
Wall Street starts the week following big losses last Friday, a sell-off prompted by a surprisingly robust employment report. Rich Thomason has more on the story.
The Labor Department says American employers added 256,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate edged down to 4.1%. Healthcare, retail, leisure and hospitality, and government all added jobs. While it sounds good, many investors fear it will slow Federal Reserve interest rate cuts. Fed policymakers have been expected to hold the line on rates when they meet later in the month. For the week, the Dow and the S&P lost almost 2%, while the NASDAQ fell more than 2%. Rich Thomason reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, a lot of times you have
pain is affecting your life. I've got the perfect New Year's resolution for you. Make 2025 the year of feeling good again. The year of moving better, sleeping better, feeling more alive. Do it with Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Over a million of us have turned to Relief Factor. Feel the difference it can make in your life. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. You can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less, and every day you feel better is a day you live better. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, make 2025 the year of feeling good again. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start today. Just go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. For Relief Factor.
More problems in Venezuela.
Tensions have been high in Venezuela ahead of Nicolas Maduro's inauguration. On Thursday, huge crowds turned out to protest against him. The opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, came out of hiding to join, and the opposition say she was briefly detained and then released when leaving the rallies. Since the disputed election, there has been a violent crackdown on anti-government protesters. The opposition candidate, Edmundo González, had pledged to return to Venezuela after fleeing in political exile, but has not said how or when. The government has threatened him with arrest. On Friday, Venezuela closed its border with Colombia in response to an international conspiracy.
Jack Smith is officially resigning from the Department of Justice. A new court filing submitted on Saturday says Smith separated from the department on January 10th. He was appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland to take over two politically motivated investigations into President Trump in 2022. News and analysis at townhall.com. New Orleans police released police body cam video of Islamist terrorist Shamsu Din Jabbar, who killed 14 people in a New Year's Day attack. Donna Warder has more on the story.
New Orleans Police Department Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick said that police body cam footage shows that the man who plowed his truck into holiday revelers on New Year's Day shot at police from inside his vehicle before police fired back.
As officers surrounded the vehicle, the driver fired at them. They killed the terrorist.
Kirkpatrick says police won't yet disclose how many shots Shamsa Dinjabar fired. She says police will eventually release more body cam footage. I'm Donna Water.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap. So to start the program, we have my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Mark Squires. You know him as the Medicare Whisperer. And Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve. And isn't it nice that I don't whisper on the radio program?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that would be difficult.
We'd have to turn the mic way up.
Way up, yes. And that would be very annoying.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. How has 2025 been so far, Steve?
Very cold.
Very cold. And, yes.
Too much snow, and I'm still sore from scooping probably a couple of tons of snow. And I have a snowblower, too, and, I mean, that was in addition to the snowblowers.
Yeah, anyway. I have a snowblower, but the snowblower is about 8 inches tall.
Okay.
And we got about 15, well, yeah. Normal snow was 9 inches and 15-inch drifts, so yep. It was, yeah, my arm is hurt.
Yep, and we got just under a foot at my house and then about 3 feet of drifting in certain spots, so... That just really stunk out loud.
It did.
But I had all three of my boys out there helping, and we knocked that out. It took us about 3 hours. Four of us took about 3 hours to dig out. So that was rough.
I had me.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah, me, myself, and I. And
hire a local neighbor kid and kick him some cash and make him work. So.
Do they do that? I don't think kids do that anymore.
In my neighborhood, we had two or three of them competing. So.
Oh, that'd be cool. I need to move to where you live.
You do. Yeah. Come on out. So, yeah. All right. So if you have Medicare questions, Mark has Medicare answers at 816-399-4871. You can call from anywhere in the country, and they can help you out. 816-399-4871 or visit online at lifewithmedicare.com. And, Mark,
Steve,
we're right in the middle of Medicare Advantage open enrollment period.
We are, which is not the same as the annual election period we talked about a couple of months ago. This is the Medicare Advantage, that should tell you what it pertains to, and it's the open enrollment period.
You know, and until I met you, I used to call the other one open enrollment, and you're like, Steve, get that right now. It's the annual election period. So I appreciate you pointing that out.
Yeah,
so.
I corrected him on air, and he's still asking me to come back on the show.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah. I appreciate it. So, well, even us experts make maybe a tiny mistake now and then. So.
Well, an expert merely knows where to go to get the answer to the question at hand. So,
right.
You don't have to know everything in your head. I mean,
that's right. That's right.
You know, for me, I can't keep hair in my head, so I have lots of room for knowledge. So, well, the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period is the period that starts on January 1st, and it goes through March 31st every year. And the official name is the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. So what? What does that mean? Well, this means that a person who is a member of a Medicare Advantage plan has a one-time, I want to stress that, it's a one-time opportunity to do any of the following. You can disenroll from your Medicare Advantage plan, go back to original Medicare with a prescription drug plan. Or you can disenroll from your Medicare Advantage plan and enroll in a different Medicare Advantage plan. That's it. That's not terribly complicated, but unfortunately, and we'll talk about in a couple of minutes how the marketing goes with this and how they really mess it up.
Now, would you say one time?
One time.
Is that like a lifetime one time?
No, one time in that 90-day period.
In that, okay, mm-hmm. Okay, I got you. All right.
Yeah, real simple. That was a good question.
Okay.
I like that.
Yep.
So we get a lot of phone calls during the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. And the reason we get those is usually the Medicare beneficiary, the person who is receiving benefits from Medicare, suddenly learns that their favorite medical provider, Dr. Knowsmore, is no longer in network.
And Dr. Knowsmore.
Dr. Knowsmore.
Well, you know, he's a pretty smart guy. True story, we had an old neighbor. He's an orthopedic surgeon named, and I'm not kidding, Dr. Bonebreak. With that name, he had to grow up to become a an orthopedic surgeon.
I had an orthopedic surgeon years ago after a car wreck whose last name was Zipper.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I did not let him operate. That was an omen.
No, yeah.
And Dr. Zipper, if you're listening, nothing against you personally.
No, absolutely not.
So, you know, you'll find out, you call up and somebody will call up and say, okay, I need to make a doctor's appointment. Well, looking at your insurance, we're no longer in network for that plan, and now it's panic because, I mean, it takes time to train a doctor. I don't mean medical school. I mean for the patient to train a doctor.
Exactly.
And so now we get a phone call. It's like, what can we do? How can you help us? Well, if you find out that you can no longer see your favorite doctor, give us a call. 816-399-4871. All is not lost. There's typically an easy fix for this. We just have to dig in, see what Medicare Advantage plan is the right one for you, where your doctor is still in network. Recently, in third, fourth quarter of 2024, one of the major Medicare Advantage companies cut the contract with Prime Health. So there were a whole lot of providers at Prime Health and people who were on Humana plans, and I'm not dogging Humana, just
right.
The way it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah. And it's impossible to go out knocking doors. It's against the law to say, hey, are you on Humana? Do you go to this hospital?
Yeah.
But now people are calling us going, hey, I just found out I can't see my doctor at St. Joseph Hospital anymore.
They would have known that if they listened to Senior Care Live in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We
talked about it several times.
Yes, everybody should listen to Senior Care Live.
They should.
And then as soon as this show is over, they should go to Senior Care Consulting and listen to the podcast.
Yep, and the Medicare Whisperer and yes. Senior Care Live and the whole thing.
You go to the YouTube channel and find my videos. And well, anyway, let's get back to this show.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
So, it's an easy fix. You just have 3 months to get it done. Now, here's the misnomer. Here is the thing that we get so many, I hate the term misinformation because it's overused, but this is misinformation. And that is, people get in their mind that during the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period, they can go back to original Medicare and that they have a guaranteed issue period for a Medicare supplement. And that is not true in most cases. In most cases, you can apply for a Medigap policy, but you're still going to have to answer those health questions. Now, there's a couple of, and we'll talk about it here in a few minutes, there's a couple of ways you can get around that if all the planets align. But generally speaking, you're going to have to answer those health questions. And here's what we see is, we experience is the telemarketers are out there. They're not supposed to be calling you, but they are.
Yep.
And they'll pitch a Medicare supplement policy, and they'll do an application. You may not pass the underwriting. You may not pass the health questions, but they're going to do an application anyway. They don't really care. Do the application, get off the phone, move on.
Is it a volume thing? We'll just flood the market with, you know, X number of applications, knowing that a certain percentage will go through and they'll make their whatever their quota is.
It is known as SWSWSWN. Some will, some won't, so what next?
Oh, wow.
That is how they train these call center people.
Yep.
So one of the things you can do is get a hold of us. If you want to try to make a switch to a supplement, get a hold of us. We'll go over the health questions with you. It's not one size fits all. This one company, you know, one company may be very friendly to a situation you might have. Another company might not be. There are companies out there that if you're taking insulin but you're under 60 units a day, we can still get you through as standard. There are other companies, if you're taking over 40 units of insulin, you're out. Hmm. They're not going to take you. So go over the health questions with us. Let us learn about you, and then we can go shopping for you.
Well, and that's some of the intricate knowledge that you have that, frankly, most people, they're just clueless about this stuff. Yeah. They just don't know.
Yeah. Well, there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And I'm kind of a fan of doing it the right way. And it's years and years and years of experience. It's as simple as making a phone call, having a conversation about the different types of coverage, and to see what you qualify for. Worst case scenario, if you're not going to pass the health questions, we can still look at Medicare Advantage programs, where your doctor's in network, where you have the right benefits, where if you want to go to a certain hospital, you can go. Let's hope you don't have to go to the hospital, but if you do, you've got the freedom to do that. So that's really what Medicare Advantage open enrollment is about. And the sad thing is, legally, as a Medicare agent broker, I cannot directly market to people. I can't call my clients or we can't call anybody without permission anyway, and start with this, hey, if you're not happy with your Medicare Advantage plan, blah, 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 we can't do that. Yet the television commercials still go on, and unfortunately the offshore telephone calls are still happening because they're not subject to the same laws that I am. And people will sometimes make that one-time switch and find out it was a really bad deal.
Hmm. And then you're stuck with it for a whole year.
You are. Unless you get a hold of us and, you know, there's a saying is that the young agent knows the rules and the old agent knows the exceptions. And I realize this is radio. You can't see, but I happen to be one of the old guys in this business.
All right. So reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer. And coming up next, we're going to get into some really, really important information that you do not want to miss out on. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. The Medicare annual election period is the same as the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won.
You are listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Hello, son. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. D.C. politicians get their power by giving handouts. In 1913, the tax code was 400 pages long. Today, it's 75,000. This is how politicians derive their power. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
60 Seconds of Service. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. Karen Pearson knows firsthand the struggles many veterans can go through when they return home to civilian life. Her former husband of 22 years was deployed just 4 days after 9/11. When he returned, he was just different, she said. Over the course of several years, he just continued to get worse, suicidal, homicidal. She left her private practice to teach fitness and yoga classes, both of which, she said, changed patients faster than talk therapy. Once she met Mitch Krause, the two began volunteering with the local National Guard to improve members' physical and mental readiness, and then it all came together. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. Now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The Medicare annual election period is the same thing as the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And, Mark, that was kind of a softball question for our listeners. We're just seeing if they're listening closely or not.
Well, if they listen during the fourth quarter of 2024, they know the answer to this, that it is absolutely not the same thing. Medicare annual election period is October 15th to December 7th, and that's when you can look at the plans that are available for the next year, and you can make as many changes as you want to make. The rule is the last application in at the end of the day on December 7th wins.
Yep, so that's it.
If you really have nothing better to do in your life and you just want to apply for Medicare Advantage plans over and over and over again, you can do that. But the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period, which we're talking about on the show today, that's a totally different ball game. It's a one and done. If you decide to make a decision, you have one shot to do it. And
one shot per year.
One shot per year.
During that period.
Yep, and that ends on March 31st.
All right, and now this.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, so we're going to be calling this consumer alert. Beware of marketing tactics.
Oh, back to me. You know, we trailed out from that in the last segment, Steve, where we're talking about what brokers can do, and we are prohibited legally from making outbound calls, from trying to target people to have them consider switching their plan during Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. And yet the bad actors continue to do it. All I can say is don't fall for the telephone tricks. Look, promises of free food and over-the-counter items sounds great. Everybody wants something free. But, folks, if you've made it to Medicare age and you haven't learned that nothing is free, we need to talk on a different show about some different things. You know, they're going to promise you everything under the moon, but then you find out all of a sudden that maybe you're taking a drug like Mounjaro or Ozempic, and it's not covered on your plan. Or maybe you find out that your doctor, as we said earlier, is no longer in your network. Look, folks, falling prey to these tactics could spell disaster. I don't want to scare anybody, but it's a one and done, Steve. If you get on the phone with that telemarketer and you make that change, it can be undone, but it has a lot of work to do it.
And if you don't work with someone like Mark Squires, who does know the exceptions, like you said, the young guys know the rules, the older experienced representatives, they know the exceptions. So if you don't have that resource available to you, then you're probably going to be stuck with that thing for a year, and that could be disastrous financially.
It really could. And remember, like we say all the time, what we're doing here is not about free food. It's not about over-the-counter. It's not about dental. It's about building a shield around your resources and your assets, your money and your stuff that you worked so hard for so long to save and accumulate. If you don't get this part right, one bad medical diagnosis could completely wipe it all out.
Mm. Yeah, that's bad. And so we've talked about these overseas just telemarketing efforts. And so they can call whomever they want, say whatever they want. If they affect a change, there's no recourse because they're in another country, I guess.
Well, if they make the outbound call and they will run if you answer the phone, they're going to run you through some qualification questions and they will transfer you to a call center here on U.S. soil.
Okay.
But because that call originated outside of a U.S. territory or the continental United States, none of our FTC or CFPB laws apply at all.
So this is just a loophole. So since it originated there, even though they'll transfer you to someone in the United States, that loophole, why does that exist? And what can be done about that?
I would suggest that you find out who your congressional representative is and who your national senator is from your state and reach out. There is a way to do this. You're not going to talk to the representative, but if you talk to their senior legislative assistant or chief of staff, be kind, be courteous, and just tell them you're really, really concerned about it, and you would appreciate it if your elected representative would look into this. Enough people call, it doesn't take a lot. It really doesn't. Honestly, we're across the country on Senior Care Live. I would say that if 200 to 300 of the listeners across the country did that, it would get some attention in Washington, D.C.
Wow. Okay. All right. So regarding the marketing tactics, here's just the bottom line. Don't take the bait.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. So, Mark, you just discovered that your Medicare Advantage plan ended on December the 31st. Obviously, we're past that. So now what?
Well, now we're not going to talk about Medicare Advantage open enrollment. We're going to talk about what to do if your plan ends and you somehow managed to miss all of the mail you received from that old company.
Yeah.
and you miss all of the social media posts and everything else that went with that.
And you miss Senior Care Life.
Oh, yes, that's true. Yeah,
that's bad. That's bad.
It's bad. It's very bad. I mean, you have two opportunities in Kansas City every weekend to hear this.
And podcasts everywhere.
And podcasts, yes. So all is not lost. Don't give up hope because you have still what's called a special enrollment period that lasts until the end of February, or roughly 63 days, give or take, after your plan ends. So right now, if you were on one of those plans that ended in Kansas City, it's Blue Cross Blue Shield or Kansas City Medicare Advantage and the Aetna Smart Fit, if you are on one of those plans that ended, right now you have Original Medicare. That's what you have. You don't, unless you made a change, you worked with somebody like us, you still have coverage. You still have Original Medicare, which means you're subject to 20% of every outpatient bill. You still have time to make an election. And that's as easy as calling the office, reach out through the website, however you want to do that, but let us dig deeper into your situation. It's not really a difficult problem to fix. Look, if you'll invest about an hour of your time, my team can get you where you need to be. Again, we're going to check your doctors, make sure that, as we said earlier, Dr. Nosemore is in network. Make sure that you have the right coverage for you. Now, this has nothing to do with Medicare Supplement or Medigap. It has everything to do with Medicare Advantage. But across the country, and I don't remember the statistic, and I'm sorry I didn't bring it with me, there's a great number of Medicare Advantage plans that just ended on December 31st.
They just bailed out and said, no, we're done.
Yeah. And so you may not have coverage, it's a good time to give us a call. Let us do a review.
All right, so worst case scenario, you didn't open the massive amount of mail that you probably received from the company. You didn't hear about it. You didn't read about it. You didn't hear about it on the radio program or podcast. And all of a sudden, you are shocked to find out that that Medicare Advantage plan, it no longer exists. Worst case scenario, you still have traditional Medicare Part A.
You do. And B.
And B. And B. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're fine. I mean, you're not... You still have coverage. It's just a different from different kind of coverage what you're used to.
And you're subject to that 20%, which could be huge.
It really could be. I mean, I don't want to scare anybody, but I like easy math. $500,000 cancer claim, which is not unusual. That's $100,000 out of your pocket.
Boom, right there. So
time to give us a call.
If you have questions about this, if this is resonating with you, getting your attention, Mark Squires, he is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-399-4871 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A new year is upon us, and a political storm approaches. What does Donald Trump have in store for the United States in 2025? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And, Mark, I'll tell you what, this last week I had two different people reach out to me by phone from the New York area, and one listened to the radio program live on air, and then the other subscribes to the podcast, mm-hmm. and he was referred by his friend in, I believe, either New Hampshire or Connecticut. And I'm like, oh, wow, I mean, we're really getting a lot of traction, especially in the Northeast. So anyway, that was pretty cool.
That's fabulous.
All right. So, Mark, the memo is out. And the memo says, hey, parents are hard to raise.
Oh, can I get an amen from the audience?
Amen.
Yeah. Now, if you happen to be one of those parents, don't take it personally.
No.
So you raised them, and now it's your time to be difficult and pay them back for everything they did to you. And, you know, you may or may not remember, but I went through that period of life where I dealt with a lot of this stuff, both with my parents and then some in-laws. And I can tell you that it's difficult. If you find yourself, all of a sudden, you need to understand your parents' health insurance, you need help. You really do. You have everything going on in your life, especially if you're in what's known as the sandwich. The sandwich is you are taking care of mom and dad, you're raising your own children, and there you are in the middle. And you're swimming, you're drowning, trying to figure this stuff out. So all of a sudden, some health care issue comes up with mom or dad, and let's just pick on dad here. And mom's really not doing well with making decisions, and they're on this thing called Medicare.
Yep.
Well, you're used to the health insurance through your job. You're used to all that, but Medicare is a totally different animal. So you need help. You need to understand this, and there is a ton of bad information out in the world about Medicare. I will tell you, if you're going to do your own search on Google, go to at least page 3 before you read anything, because everything on 1 and 2 is going to be advertising.
It's all ads, yep.
It's all ads. Or you could give us a call, because we do education calls all the time. And just in the, like you, Steve, in the last 2 weeks, at least 6 phone calls of people have been referred to us with their parents having a health issue, mm-hmm. either in going into nursing home or having a hospitalization issue or being in skilled nursing and having a claim denied. It just goes on and on. We will gladly answer those questions and do some basic Medicare education for you. And as I like to say it, we'll walk the journey with you as far as you'll let us walk. Medicare is really not as complex as people think it is. There's really not. We don't charge for this education. It's not like we're trying to get a lead or we're trying to make a sale. Our agents are salary-based. There's no pressure to make a sale. We're not going to get you into the funnel. That's the terms they use.
Oh, boy.
We're just really here to help and raise up our communities, and that doesn't necessarily mean Kansas City. As far as I'm concerned, our community is the entire nation of the United States of America. So if you find yourself there and you feel like you're living in front of a fire hose trying to figure out how does Medicare work with this, how does Medicare work with that, give us a call. We will do our best to walk you through it and give you some good, solid advice. And we don't really have anything to gain from it. It's not like, you know, we're not trying to make a sale. Now, that happens quite often. People will call us back and say, hey, this is the circumstance. But, again, let us help you. Let's help our community. Most importantly, let's help you help mom and dad.
No doubt about that. And if, you know, in your business like mine, I'm frequently, in fact, I would say the majority of the time, I'm working with the adult children with some level of responsibility caring for an aging parent. And all of a sudden, you're kind of thrown into this. And by the way, you know, hard to raise parents. We don't have a playbook for this. We just have to figure this stuff out. Like you had mentioned, the reason that you were in this business is you were drinking from the fire hose for an extended period of time. You're like, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, there's a lot of bad information out there, and I need to do something about this. Mm-hmm. So.
That phone call, I just was reflecting the other day. That phone call was 30 years ago on December 1st.
Wow.
The one where the phone rang. I was on my way out the door to a visitation of a friend of mine that had passed. When the phone rang, I answered it, and it started with, Mark, this is your sister. Grandma Jessie just died.
Mm.
And that phone call started
yep.
the entire ball rolling that put me here today doing what I do. Honestly, if I could trade it to have my family members back, I would in a heartbeat.
Yep, yep.
But I can't do that, so in the interim, I'm just going to help people. And, you know, how does Medicare and VA work together? You know that, Steve. I know that because we've lived through it, but... You know, the average person out there dealing with everyday life probably doesn't, and we can help with those things.
Well, and so, again, if this is getting your attention, resonating with you, if this is raising questions about your parents and their coverage, and, oh, my gosh, I don't know anything about this, reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-399-4871. That's 816-399-4871. Anywhere in the country, just give a call. You could also visit lifewithmedicare.com. And so there's the Medicare Advantage free look rule. Now, what in the world is that?
Well, just another rule,
yeah.
Steve.
Rules.
So, you know, we talked a little bit about the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. Well, remember I said there were a couple of little pieces in there that if they applied, make things a lot easier. So here's the rule. Let's say that you are going on Medicare and you decide, okay, I'm on Medicare A and I'm on Medicare Part B, and I'm going to, now that I'm starting this, I'm going to start with a Medicare Advantage plan and see how that works out for me. Did you know that you have an entire year, 12 months of a free look period, that if you decide any time during that 12 months that this Medicare Advantage plan is really not right for you, you can choose to cancel that. We're not talking about open enrollment or annual election. Mm-mm. You can cancel that, and then you can apply for a Medicare supplement or Medigap policy without answering any health questions. Most people don't know this exists.
I've never heard that. That's mm-hmm. amazing.
Well, that's the old man knowing the – by the way, thank you for not just saying I'm an old man. That was nice of you to build me up the way you did. Most people don't know. It's called – well, we call it the Medicare Advantage Free Look Rule. It's called also be called a trial right. So there's a few steps you have to go through to do it. You can't just – because it's illegal to have a Medicare Advantage and a Medicare supplement at the same time. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you're paying for a supplement that will do you no good at all.
Mm.
If we enrolled somebody in Medicare Advantage plan that already had a Medigap or Medicare supplement policy and we didn't go through the steps to help the person cancel that supplement, we could lose our license.
Mm.
It's that serious. So you don't want to just wake up one day and decide you're going to do this. Work with us. Let us walk you through the process. Let's find the Medicare supplement, Medigap policy that's going to work most appropriate for you. And every state has different rules about Medigap policies. So, you know, if you're in Kansas, there's one time that you can have a guaranteed issue. Beyond that, if your rates go up by 30% over time, you got to answer the health questions. Whereas Missouri, we have some weird rules, so our Medigap rates are higher than yours in Kansas. So it's really good to live in Kansas.
Okay. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Well, it's good to live in Missouri, too.
Follow the yellow brick road and all of that stuff. So.
You know, in Missouri, we just have the yellow line on State Line Road to follow.
So I'll tell you what, I had no idea about this free look rule, and I'll guarantee you probably 95%+ of listeners and Medicare policyholders probably don't know about that mm-hmm. either. So it's kind of it's not a try it before you buy it, but it is if there's buyer's remorse, you have an entire year to switch back to a traditional A, B Medigap policy, and you don't have to qualify with health underwriting.
That is true, and that doesn't just apply to somebody who just started in Medicare. If they started out with a Medigap policy, and then maybe 2, 3, 4 years later, they decided to give the Medicare Advantage a try because the telemarketer called them.
Yep.
We have a 12-month free look period. Now, there are some rules in that scenario where you have to go back to the original company if they're still offering the plan and the original plan you're on. But still, there are ways to deal with these things. As long as we have all the details, we can get you going in the right direction.
Now, Mark, if someone is not local here in the Kansas City metro area, let's say they are in another state, mm-hmm. and you're able to help people in most of the states, not all of them, but most of them. Mm-hmm. How do you handle that? Do you set up like a virtual meeting with a Zoom or Teams, or sure. Is it a phone call? How do you do that?
From an education standpoint, yes. We're licensed, I don't know, 28, 29, 30 states. I lost track. We're not licensed in New York, but you can still call us.
Okay.
And we can do some education with you. We just can't sell anything. But I'm a part of several professional organizations around, let's say you live in New York, you live in Pennsylvania, I have access to agents all over the country. Many of them are friends of mine professionally. So a lot of times if you live in a certain area, I can find somebody that I personally know and I know will take care of you. So never fear, give us a call. We can, again, the end result is to get you where you need to be. And if that's not working directly with us, that's okay.
And you can make a quality referral.
I can.
That's Mark Squires. Again, he is the Medicare Whisperer. If you have Medicare questions, he does have all of the Medicare answers at 816-399-4871 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, thank you so much for coming in today. You're such a wealth of knowledge. I learn something every time we talk about this really important subject.
Well, thank you, Steve. My number one goal is to always be invited back.
And you are. All right. We'll have more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
And what do you have in common with Mr. Peppelman?
I would say overcoming challenges. I do also struggle right now, so I'm just trying to overcome challenges and flourish with opportunity.
What kind of challenges are you facing?
Personal challenges, I would say, things that require a lot of thought and focus and time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I've been successful because I've surrounded myself with people smarter than me and better than me. But also, Jeremiah, I would encourage you to find a group that you feel safe with and that you can share those difficulties with. Because by sharing what we're going through, and they look at you and say, wow, you got through that, I can get through it.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
60 Seconds of Service. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. On December 18th, the City of Long Beach joined nonprofit developer Century Affordable Development, Inc. and other partnering organizations to celebrate the grand opening of The Cove, an affordable housing development that serves low-income and very low-income veterans, including those who have experienced homelessness. This new addition to the Century Villages at Cabrillo Community in West Long Beach provides residents with high-quality studio apartment homes and essential on-site supportive services. It is our duty to support our veterans who have sacrificed so much for our country. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Superman derives his power from the yellow sun. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. D.C. politicians get their power by giving handouts. In 1913, the tax code was 400 pages long. Today, it's 75,000. This is how politicians derive their power. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome, and ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I've been talking a lot about getting out ahead of this big surge in demand. It's hot and heavy right now. The market is just being flooded, flooded by thousands and thousands of people just entering the market needing assisted living, memory care, long-term care, or continuing care retirement community. And unfortunately, a lot of people who are doing that, they're kind of doing the old shotgun approach. And that's a really terrible idea. It's because of that. It's because of the shotgun approach and just not being organized, not knowing what you need. It's because of that that people are spending on an average of 50 to 100 hours going through that search and selection process when looking for a senior care community. So I'm going to try to shorten that up for you by quite a bit here. So what to determine before ever beginning your search? Number one, what level of care do you require? And so what we're talking about there is, do you need long-term care, which is a lot of folks still refer to that as a nursing home. So it's the highest level of care. It's the medical model. Do you need assisted living? That's where they can help you with your activities of daily living and distributing your medications and making all of your meals for you at that point. And I've talked about that quite a bit on what's included there. So do we need long-term care? Do we need assisted living? Do we need residential care? I like to refer to that as kind of assisted living on the lighter side of it, residential care. What about Home Plus? We have a specific type of level of care in Kansas, and they've given it a separate title. It's called Home Plus. And what it is essentially a higher level of assisted living level of care, but it's delivered in a ranch-style house. So caring for a small number of residents, usually somewhere between 6 and typically a maximum of 12. So you have great staffing ratios there. It's a wonderful, wonderful option for a lot of people. And then there's one that you don't see too often. Once in a while, you'll see an ICF, an intermediate care facility. Now, a lot of you notice I didn't say memory care and all this kind of stuff. That's not a level of care. So the level of care, here's how I look at this. And I like to speak English and just be very transparent and just try to be very, very plain spoken on this stuff. The level of care, in my opinion, is related directly to your licensure. And your licensure is the license that guides you in delivering and providing care. It says what you must do, what you can't do. It's the rails. It's the rail on the left and the right. And here's where you operate, and here's what you provide. So once you know the level of care that's required, then we have to get into the type of care. What do you mean by that, Steve? Well, what type of care do you need? Do you need just general care, just general everyday care? Do you need memory care? And again, memory care is just a very abused term out in the marketplace, in my opinion. Memory care is a special type of care that can be provided at several different levels of care. It's a special type of care for residents with cognitive impairment, and there's a lot that goes into that. Memory, like, oh, well, what level of care do you need? Oh, we need memory care. Okay, that's the type of care that you need, but what level? Assisted living, long-term care, residential care, home plus? What level of care do you need your memory care to be delivered at? See what I mean? Do you need skilled nursing and rehab? That's a very specific type of care that can only be delivered in a long-term care community that's Medicare certified. Do you need mental health care? That's getting very specific, and only certain communities are licensed to offer that. What about hospice care? What about respite care? Does this sound like it's getting complicated? Yeah, it is, and that's because it is. So what level of care do you need? What type of care do you need? And like I said, if you are the individual or the family that's doing the old shotgun approach, and I'm going to go check this place out, and, oh, there's this place over there, et cetera, without knowing exactly what you need before going and visiting these places, you're going to spend 50 to 100 hours. So if you use what I am sharing with you, it's going to cut your time at least in half. So what level of care do you need? What type of care do you need? And then the 800-pound elephant in the room, how are we going to pay for this stuff? It's all very expensive. If you hear the term private pay, that means you're paying with your own funds, your own resources. You're writing a check for this care every month. So private pay, what about Medicare? What is it going to cover? What does it not cover? What about Medicaid? Medicaid is, I just describe it very simply as the safety net that says if you should outlive your assets, you're out of money, and you require care, that Medicaid is that safety net that says we've got you. We will pay for the majority of the cost of your care. What about long-term care insurance? I'm speaking with a super nice couple right now, and they're wondering if they need all of the long-term care insurance that they have. And they've received, in my opinion, some really absolutely terrible advice from one of these free referral services. He was telling me about that, and I'm like, we need to talk about that. You've received some really, really terrible, misleading, and misguided information. And so I'm going to correct that for he and his wife. Okay, so you know, long-term care insurance, VA aid and attendance benefit, can you qualify for that as a way to help pay for the high cost of senior care? And then location, we all want to be as close as we can. We all want it to be convenient. Maybe the better question would be, how far are you willing to travel for your loved one to receive the best care available? Right? So that can help you determine your location parameters. And then any personal preferences and needs. And so that's something very, very specific. Most of my clients don't have anything that specific, but, you know, once in a while we do. And so, you know, it might be dietary related. One of my clients said, hey, you know, my mother has played piano for several decades, and it would be great if the place had a piano where mother could play. And I'm a musician, so I get that. In my opinion, that's not a, it would be nice to have, that's a gotta have. Okay, so your level of care, your type of care, your payment methods, location.
Looking for the freshest top shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Most schools in the Los Angeles Unified School District will reopen on Monday. There are around 600 burned structures from the Palisades fire so far, with the number expected to rise. The National Weather Service says a red flag alert will stay in effect through Wednesday, the highest level alert the agency is capable of issuing. As of late Sunday night, the Palisades fire remained 11% contained with 5 deaths, the Eaton fire 27% contained with 11 deaths. As some homeowners in Pacific Palisades return to their neighborhoods, it's gut-wrenching for them. Greg Benton says there's still one thing he'd love to find.
Family heirlooms that are the ones that really hurt the most. You know, we can build a new house, you know, but my father told me his grandmother, so my great-grandmother's wedding ring is somewhere in this pile of ash.
The United States Geological Survey says a magnitude 6.2 earthquake has hit a region in southwestern Mexico. No immediate reports of damage or casualties. People across the southeast are digging out from heavy snow. Parts of Arkansas and Oklahoma received over a foot of snow over the last 2 days. Changes may be on the way in health care coverage. Ron Taylor has more.
The Supreme Court has agreed to consider some reinstating preventative care coverage requirements under the Affordable Care Act that were struck down by a lower court. The case came before the High Court after the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals sided with employers who argued they can't be forced to provide full insurance coverage for things like medication to prevent HIV and some cancer screenings. The lower court ruling chipped away at the program sometimes referred to as Obamacare, but did not apply to all preventative care coverage. Ron Taylor reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their 3-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Special Counsel Jack Smith resigns from the Justice Department.
It was an expected move ahead of Donald Trump's inauguration on January 20th.
And it comes amid legal wrangling over just how much of his two investigative reports against Mr. Trump can be made public in the days ahead. The DOJ disclosed Smith's departure in a court filing Saturday, saying he'd resigned on Friday. His two unsuccessful criminal prosecutions against Mr. Trump were withdrawn following the Trump election victory in November. George Williams reporting.
Poor sanitation at a Boar's Head factory in Virginia contributed to a massive listeria outbreak late last year. A new report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture says inspectors found meat and fat residue from the previous day's production on the equipment, including packaging equipment. The listeria outbreak resulted in the deaths of 10 people and left dozens more in the hospital. At least 19 different states had confirmed cases, the largest outbreak of a foodborne illness since 2011. More at townhall.com. Winter weather is causing flight delays and cancellations.
Experts have tips on what to do when your itinerary gets scrambled by a storm. Airlines are required to provide refunds for customers whose flights are canceled for any reason. Airlines will try to put you on a later flight, but that depends on the availability of open seats. Go ahead and ask if the airline will book you on another carrier. They aren't required to, but some airlines will on a case-by-case basis. Airlines also are not required to cover lodging and meals for passengers who are stranded. John Scott reporting.
The Wolf Moon is the first full moon of 2025. It will be at its peak Monday, reaching full lunar glow at 5:27 p.m. Eastern. For 3 days, the moon will be full, beginning this evening until Wednesday morning. According to NASA, the name came from packs of wolves heard howling outside villages amid the cold and deep snow of winter. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Intelligent medicine means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Putting those together for you is my job description each weekend. And you can call us, 877-726-8255. That number available to you 24-7, 365, because the program's heard in different time zones at different times. And so we afford you an opportunity to record a question. And today on Intelligent Medicine, we're celebrating a very special milestone. 37 years ago, in 1988, I launched this program on flagship station WOR, Radio 710 in New York City, a legacy radio station that's been around for 105 years, with a great history of health and nutrition broadcasters, including the late, great Dr. Robert Atkins, and before him, Carlton Fredericks. I was honored to be successors to those great pioneers, and there I enjoyed an uninterrupted run until 2012, when I moved to Radio America, which has radio affiliates across the country, many, many affiliates, but none in New York City. So in terms of live radio, we went dark for over a decade in my hometown of New York City So longtime listeners in that New York market were bereft. Many of them didn't even know about newfangled things like podcasts and live streaming. Of course, you can live stream the show if you go to drhoffman.com and click on the live stream, or you can listen to the podcast. But a lot of people are in the habit of just turning on the radio at a certain time. Old-fashioned radio listeners. Well, folks, I'm delighted to announce that we're back on WOR. Yeah. Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. I'll be on with an hour of my weekend program. So a big shout-out to my New York City listeners on WOR. That's 710 on the dial. And a reminder, this weekend program is just the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine Experience. You can go to drhoffman.com, those of you who are listening, and you can download numerous podcasts. We generate hours of podcasts virtually every day of the week, in addition to a complete 2 hours of our weekend radio program. So check it out, and welcome back, WOR listeners. So the first story I want to cover today, I want to pose the question, which is better, to be thin or to be fit? So, for example, I have a friend, a frequent dinner companion, and he was always great to go out to dinner with because we'd go to great restaurants and we'd eat a lot of food, we'd order a lot of dishes, and we'd chow down. But unfortunately, my friend was very overweight. And he tried a lot of things. He wasn't able to lose the weight. And he was gaining more and more weight. And eventually, he decided to go on Mounjaro, popular weight loss drug. And it was spectacularly successful. He's lost about 40 pounds, and he looks great. He's no fun to go out to dinner with anymore because he'll order a big plate of food and then he'll sort of push it around while talking. And I notice that as I devour my meal, he's just playing with his food. He'll eat a little bit of it, but he leaves most of it on the plate. And I say to him, goodness gracious, you just ordered like a $50 steak. I hope you're going to take it home, the rest of it, in a doggy bag. Don't waste it. And he said, yeah, my dog is going to be very happy eating that. I said, well, what about you? And he goes, well, I don't eat that much these days. So his appetite is drastically curtailed. But I asked him, are you exercising? And he goes, yeah, I'm walking a little bit. But are you really exercising? And my concern is that he's lost a lot of weight, but he hasn't gained that much fitness. Now, undoubtedly, there are benefits to losing that much weight. And, in fact, new studies are suggesting that we might want to consider these drugs like Ozempic and Mounjaro as cardiovascular drugs because they reduce cardiovascular risk. When you lose weight, your blood sugar gets better, your lipid profiles get better, your blood pressure may come down. And so there may soon be a day when we consider weight loss drugs to be part of a panoply of medications that we give to people who are at high risk for cardiovascular disease, not just statins, but also Ozempic or Mounjaro in combination maybe with drugs that reduce Lp(a) or drugs that reduce C-reactive protein and so on. Blood pressure medications, of course, diabetes medications, etc. So a new study has addressed this question. Which is better, to be thin or to be fit? And the headline here is being in shape is better for longevity than being thin, new study shows. Very interesting study. A comprehensive review found that being out of shape, not your physical size, but being unfit, greatly increased the risk of dying prematurely, regardless of age or body mass index. In other words, you could be technically overweight, but if you were aerobically fit, you're about half as likely to die young as someone whose weight was normal, but their aerobic fitness low. So the fitness trumped the overweight in terms of reducing risk, And even if you're normal weight and you have poor fitness, you have higher risk than someone who's overweight, who's aerobically fit. According to an exercise physiologist who was the study's senior author, he says, quote, this tells us that it's much more important, all things considered, to focus on the fitness aspect of health and longevity rather than the fatness aspect. And surely you should have both, because I counsel people who are going on these weight loss drugs. Okay, fine, lose a lot of weight. But embark on a program of fitness, because when you lose a lot of weight, you'll also lose some of your muscle mass inevitably. If you have drastic weight loss, you're going to lose some fat, but you can't purely lose fat. You're going to lose some muscle mass. So to preserve muscle mass, do some exercise, especially do some resistance training, right, with weights or floor exercises. The study is in the British Journal of Sports Medicine. It adds to the growing research. They say that people can be healthy and long-lived at any weight if they are also active and fit. And this study is an update and a confirmation of a 2021 review where researchers compared the longevity gains from beginning a program of either exercise or dieting among people with obesity. Okay, you got two choices. You're overweight, start exercising, or drastically curtail your food intake. Exercise dropped the risk of premature death by about 30%. Even if people lost zero weight. And that's important because sometimes exercise, you don't lose that much weight. A lot of people think, oh, I'm going to run around, lose weight, burn off calories. If you don't change your diet substantially, exercise is a lousy way to lose weight. However, exercise dropped the risk of premature death by about 30%, even if people lost zero weight. And that was about double the gains from merely shedding the pounds by dieting. Okay? So, the author of this study, and I'm quoting again, from a statistical standpoint, fitness largely eliminated the risk of early death from obesity-related conditions, even when people didn't lose weight. In fact, people of normal weight, who landed in the bottom 20% of fitness, were about twice as likely to have died young as people with obesity who qualified as fit. So take-home message, maybe spend some more time walking, working out, doing resistance training, with or without a weight loss drug if you're taking one. Otherwise, working out is better than merely worrying about your weight, which has cosmetic benefits and health benefits, but in and of itself may not confer true protection against all manner of bad health outcomes. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll take some of your recorded questions in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive immune formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells, anti-factor lipids. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com.
Get ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at readingflorist@charter.net. Also included, 24 premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend. KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Reading Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
We are being erased. Our safety, dignity, and opportunities will disappear. And in a few years, we'll wonder how this happened. Here and now, we must stand up for the truth and for our existence. My future depends on it. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A new year is upon us, and a political storm approaches. What does Donald Trump have in store for the United States in 2025? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Coming up on Intelligent Medicine, a breakthrough supplement for supporting mitochondria. The mitochondria are the energy factories in your cells. And we've got some exciting news about one of my favorite supplements for supporting the mitochondria and counteracting the effects of aging. But first, 877-726-8255, our number, and we have recorded questions. Let's hear one of those.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. I'm wondering, since I've lately been enjoying a toast, lightly toasted, whole grain bread, is there any danger regarding that due to acrylamides or some other substance, which I say is carcinogenic? I did read that toasting lightly does reduce the starch and glycemic index. Thank you very much.
Okay, interesting question. And the issue has been raised, does toasting food or burning food, because in effect that's what toasting is, it's a partial burning of food, can it create carcinogenic substances? And we know, for example, when we throw meat on the barbie, on the grill, and we char it, we create what are called PAHs, which are potentially carcinogenic compounds. The process is different with carbohydrates. Unlike meat, which is a protein, we generally toast bread, but we also roast potatoes. We char root vegetables sometimes. And the reaction that occurs is what's called a browning reaction. We actually create little glycations or caramelization, which generates compounds like acrylamides. Now, acrylamides were in the crosshairs recently because in California they have very stringent laws about this or that or the other potential health hazard. It's called Prop 65, and the guidelines for Prop 65 are much more stringent than our national federal EPA guidelines. So they have a much lower threshold for arsenic and lead in various foods, and also for acrylamides as a newly identified potential carcinogen. And they got into a big brouhaha about coffee because guess what? Coffee is roasted, and when you roast coffee, you generate some acrylamides. So the folks behind California's Prop 65 wanted to sue coffee manufacturers, and this is a very lucrative source for litigation for the law profession, to sue companies, especially in California, under the stringent guidelines of Prop 65. And the coffee industry pushed back. I have a press release from them. As the advocate for the U.S. coffee industry, the National Coffee Association worked to fight the imposition of, quote, cancer warning labels for coffee, which could be required under California's Prop 65. There's good reason for this fight. There's overwhelming independently conducted scientific research, which has led researchers to conclude that coffee does not cause cancer. In fact, there are studies that suggest that coffee may prevent oropharyngeal and gastrointestinal cancer and even liver cancer. And so they maintain that coffee may be part of a healthy lifestyle. When it comes to toast, well, toast does generate some acrylamides, but according to Cancer Research UK, that's the big cancer organization across the pond, what does the research say about burnt food and cancer? Eating acrylamide in burnt toast and other burnt starchy foods is unlikely to increase the risk of cancer. And the reason for that is that when they did the studies on acrylamide, and this is often the case, they feed enormously high levels of acrylamide to lab animals, and they demonstrate the potential for it to cause cancer. But the amount of acrylamide that you'd have to consume would be like toasting many, many loaves of bread to a charred perfection. You know, I hate to throw out toast. You know, even if it's a little overdone and burnt, I still want to eat it. You know, I have that kind of hoarder mentality, and I don't like to throw out food. But I don't think I'm doing myself in by having a little bit of burnt toast. So eating acrylamide in burnt toast and other even slightly burnt starchy foods is unlikely to increase the risk of cancer. And this is probably not a big deal. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number is 877-726-8255. Call anytime during the week to record your question. And we'll be back with more of today's Intelligent Medicine Weekend Program.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. Karen Pearson knows firsthand the struggles many veterans can go through when they return home to civilian life. Her former husband of 22 years was deployed just 4 days after 9/11. When he returned, he was just different, she said. Over the course of several years, he just continued to get worse, suicidal, homicidal. She left her private practice to teach fitness and yoga classes, both of which, she said, changed patients faster than talk therapy. Once she met Mitch Krause, the two began volunteering with the local National Guard to improve members' physical and mental readiness, and then it all came together. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
It's January. Time to tackle those New Year's resolutions. What do you want to achieve? Feel your best, conquer your goals. Let me share my personal experience with MyAppear from Timeline Nutrition. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MyAppear is a game changer. It contains urolithin A, a rare postbiotic that promotes cellular renewal. MyAppear is the only urolithin A supplement on the market clinically proven to target the effects of age-related cellular decline. MyAppear addresses common signs of aging at the root. So if you want to support your cellular health and achieve your goals for 2025, MyAppear is offering a rare deep discount to get your 2025 started right. This month only, get 33% off MyAppear. Just go to timeline.com/Hoffman33. That's timeline.com/Hoffman33 for 33% off MyAppear. MyAppear is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Get ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Botts. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at readingflorist@charter.net. Also included, 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend.
KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Redding Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, I watch a lot of TV, maybe too much TV. I watch a lot of sports events, and I multitask during that. I'll maybe read some articles, look up occasionally if there's a good play in baseball, football, basketball, or cable news, which I kind of monitor. You know, there's a lot of commercials, though. And some of the craziest commercials include commercials for stuff that you can get free from Medicare. I remember a couple of years back, they had this wacky lady sitting in a wheelchair, and she kind of cackled, "I got this wheelchair for free." And then it suggested people call a number because they were entitled to free wheelchairs as part of Medicare and that they should cash in on their unclaimed benefits. All this great stuff that you can get. You didn't know you are eligible for it, but you can get a wheelchair. Perhaps you don't even need a wheelchair, but maybe, you know, you want a wheelchair just to kind of get pushed around a little bit. Maybe you're not really that debilitated, but you're entitled to a wheelchair, so call this number. And that disappeared for a while. And then I was hearing commercials for painless urinary catheters, which sounds like kind of like an oxymoron. I've never been catheterized myself, but it sounds like kind of a painful process, inserting something in your urethra. And how could that be completely painless? But maybe there are smoother catheters or coated catheters that are better or something like that. And they were saying, claim your painless urinary catheters, people with urinary problems and so on. Consumer alert, urinary catheter scams. This comes from HHS.gov, Consumer Alerts, Fraud Division. All right? U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General is alerting the public about a fraud scheme involving durable medical equipment, specifically urinary catheters. Scammers are targeting Medicare enrollees through phone calls, internet ads, and text messages with offers of free services, medical equipment, or gift cards. Upon confirming their personal information and eligibility for specific Medicare services. So, you know, once they've got your info, your Medicare number, and your personal statistics, they can then file for something which you'll receive, whether you need it or not, or maybe you won't even receive it. They'll just use it and file for it. Once the scammers obtain the enrollee's personal information, they say monthly billing to Medicare will begin for medically unnecessary urinary catheters that may or may not actually be sent to the enrollee. Typically, the scheme begins with a contact from an unscrupulous company claiming they work for Medicare or calling on behalf of Medicare or via commercial. Or, you know. And by the way, I don't see these commercials anymore because they've cracked down on this. And they say, protect yourself. If you receive a call from someone offering you free urinary catheters or other durable medical equipment, they seem to move from one thing to another. They kind of clamp down on wheelchairs, and then they offer catheters, and maybe next month it'll be something else. If you get such a call, hang up immediately. Be suspicious of anyone who offers you free medical equipment, and then request your Medicare number. Because if your personal information is compromised, maybe used in other fraud schemes, and if medical equipment is delivered to you, don't accept it unless it was ordered by your physician. Refuse the delivery and return to sender because these are prevalent scams, and you don't want to get caught up in any one of these. All right, folks, we're going to talk about the mitochondria in a moment, but I want to share one of the things. It's an all-the-above approach because there are several supplements that I recommend to support mitochondrial function. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese, and this cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue, but there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. It's NT-factor lipids. I use them. I use the powder when I travel. I use the lozenges, and you can find out more about NT Factor by going to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. The research on it is robust. It's published in medical journals and shown to give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, you can optimize your energy production. So I recommend that you check your favorite health food store or online retailer or to order direct. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Something good is happening in Belgium. In Belgium, they've officially outlawed cell phones for school kids. Yeah, cell phones, very, very distracting for school kids. I recently read a book by Jonathan Haidt entitled The Anxious Generation, and it outlines the deleterious effects of screens on kids. And I don't just mean TV screens. I mean the mobile phones that are ubiquitous in their lives. And kids are getting these phones at too young an age. They get sucked into them. They get preoccupied. It is undermining their focus and attention. It is a big distraction at school. So in a new effort, hundreds of schools across Brussels and Belgium's region of Wallonia, soon to be followed by the Flemish part of Belgium, are announcing plans for a smartphone ban in primary schools and the first 3 years of secondary schools. Check out the book, The Anxious Generation by Jonathan Haidt. My holiday reading. It's a very, very important book for parents and grandparents to read about how they can protect their kids from this scourge, which is undermining their physical and mental health big time. Check out The Anxious Generation. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and when we return, we're going to talk about another solution to mitochondrial problems, which accelerate aging and undermine energy and are part of many disease states, with a special guest. Stay tuned. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, and a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott. Join us Monday as we welcome Shasta College with the latest on what's happening out there and the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, CVAC. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday with Carl and Linda Bott. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Join Tolkien's Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Leadership Institute is traveling the country and empowering parents and concerned citizens with information, training, and resources to get involved in their local education systems and hold school boards accountable. Whether you're interested in running for school board or just wanted to make your voice heard, we can help. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about our resources. That's leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A new year is upon us, and a political storm approaches. What does Donald Trump have in store for the United States in 2025? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number, but we're going to hold calls for just a while because I want to share some information about something that I'm really excited about. And it turns out that they're a sponsor, but I didn't get excited about this product because they wanted to become a sponsor. I was really excited about this product, and I said, we've got to get them on as a sponsor so I can get the word out to my listeners and my patients about what I consider a very, very important breakthrough for health. And it has to do with the mitochondria, the powerhouses of our cells. With us today is Jen Scheinman. She's registered a dietitian, nutritionist, and she's senior manager of nutrition affairs at Timeline Nutrition, a longevity company on a mission to improve health span. The supplement in question is MitoPure, a supplement that I don't go a day without. Jen, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for joining us today.
It's always so much fun to be on here. And, you know, as I was listening to your intro, you're not alone in, you know, fantastic medical professionals, doctors, you know, even personal trainers and other dietitians who have sought out working with us because of the incredible research that's behind this product. So I'm really happy to be here and chat with you about it.
Exactly. Some of the real important influencers and industry leaders have embraced Urolithin A. So give us a little bit of an introduction to Urolithin A, some background on what it is and how it might work to support mitochondrial function.
Absolutely. So I always like to start with where one might find it in nature and if you can get this through your diet alone. And it's something that is called a postbiotic nutrient. And I'm sure you talk a ton about the importance of gut health and the bacteria that live and reside inside of our gut. And one of the amazing things that our gut microbiome does for us is it takes certain nutrients like fiber or these polyphenols that are in certain fruits and vegetables that we can't digest ourselves. Our gut microbiome is going to digest those for us, and they will metabolize these molecules and create what are called postbiotics, which are, you know, these health-promoting molecules that then leave the gut and travel through our system and offer us these incredible health benefits. So I think it's important for people to understand that this isn't something that you're getting directly from food. If you have a healthy gut microbiome, that's a pretty big if, you could theoretically make this nutrient on your own. And the key to what it does and to its benefit in the body is that it targets, as you had mentioned earlier, it targets the mitochondria. So our mitochondria, they are the powerhouse of the cell, and they do a number of things besides just generating all the cellular energy that we need to function. But as we get older, our mitochondrial function starts to decline. And our body has this innate ability to recycle those dysfunctional mitochondria. But what urolithin A does is it helps to upregulate that process so that we are recycling damaged mitochondria, we're able to make newer, better functioning mitochondria, and we ultimately have more cellular energy.
So it turns out that there is this process by which the mitochondria repair themselves, and that's the key to where urolithin A comes in to support mitochondrial function. Am I correct?
You are absolutely correct, and that's actually fairly unique to urolithin A. So we know that exercise and we know that calorie restriction and fasting will also stimulate that recycling process. But in terms of other external molecules that will trigger that recycling process, urolithin A is it's unique to that molecule.
So what are some of the signs that your mitochondria are not working efficiently? Is it, just subjective, like feeling tired, loss of energy, loss of endurance, poor recovery? Or is it certain disease states are characterized by poor mitochondrial function?
Absolutely both, you know, and I'm sure as a physician you can probably answer that even better than I can, but, some of the more subtle things that we feel on a daily basis is just this lack of energy as we start to get older. That's one of the first things people tend to complain of and notice. I just don't have the energy I had when I was 30. Another thing for sure is if you're a physically active person or even if you're not and you do something very physically demanding and energy draining, you don't recover great from that.
Right. By the way, that's really what I noticed because I feel like I've been in pretty good shape for a long time, even before I was taking MitoPure. When I started taking it, I actually had these, from overtraining, I would have these bouts of really very fatigued, and it would last for too long. It would take me out of commission for a few days or even a couple of weeks. And since taking MitoPure, I've bounced back from very intense workouts much better. I have very reduced downtime. So that, I think, is a distinct benefit for me personally.
Yeah, and we hear that very, very often from our customers and consumers that do work out regularly. It's something I personally have felt as well. And interestingly, we will have some data that supports that. It's actually completed clinical trial. It's just going through the peer-reviewed process right now. And there seems to be this very interesting link and story to muscle recovery after intense bouts of workouts. And this was done actually on Olympic-trained endurance athletes. So when that data comes out, we'll definitely get back with you and share what the study found.
And what I really like about the Timeline company that makes MitoPure is that it's not just one of those folkloric things like, oh, this is something that the indigenous people in Peru used to use, and it was, so give it a try because we think that folklore tells us that it's going to be helpful. The clinical trials are very, very impressive, and the one that really caught my attention was one that showed that in older individuals taking MitoPure increased their timed walking distance. In other words, they say, with a stopwatch, they say, walk as far as you can given this time limit, whatever, a minute or 2 minutes, I don't know how long, 5 minutes. And it objectively increased their walking distance, which is very impressive.
Yeah, so that's called a 6-minute walk test, which is often used both in clinical trials, but I believe in clinical practice as well as sort of a marker of endurance. And you're absolutely right. In that study, we didn't change diet. We definitely did not do any sort of exercise intervention. It was a double-blind placebo-controlled trial where we gave them MitoPure or a placebo, and those who took the placebo, those who took the MitoPure, not the placebo, did have improvements in their six-minute walk test and other markers of endurance as well.
And that's, by the way, Jen, that's not simply a marker of endurance, you know, to be a champion. That is highly predictive of your risk of dying in the next few years. The lower your score, inevitably you're more susceptible to a myriad of diseases. This fitness score, it has to do with frailty and susceptibility to illness. So it's a very important metric, not just, you know, like, hey, I'm like the fastest 93-year-old on the planet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Couldn't agree more. And I think these high quality studies, you know, you mentioned at the start of our conversation that this is why you sought out MitoPure and wanting to even work with us. Complete transparency. I mean, I sought out working with Timeline as well as a, you know, a almost 30-year dietitian veteran. You just don't see this caliber of research coming out of a supplement company or a food company or anything that's usually kind of going around and making claims. And so it was really impressive to me that 15 years of research was done by, we have a parent company called Amazentis, which is just a complete science-focused, science mission company out of the EPFL, which is the Swiss Institute of Technology. And they've dedicated 15 years to understanding this molecule, studying it all the way from worms up into humans, and that was all done before there was even a commercial product that was out on the market.
By the way, we did a wonderful long-form podcast, and it's available at drhoffman.com if you search under MitoPure or Urolithin A with your product developer, and his name escapes me. He's Swiss, but yep, he has an Indian name.
Yes, he's Indian by birth, and he lives in Switzerland now on our research campus. So his name is Dr. Anurag Singh, and he's our chief medical officer. And he was, I think, like employee number, I don't know, 3, 2, 1, something like that. I mean, he's one of the first hires, and
he lays out the science beautifully on that subject. So if you want a long form discussion, go to drhoffman.com. I had a question from a listener, and she's a little underweight. She works out. She, you know, takes a lot of protein. She wants to build muscle. My answer to her was, I don't think this is something that makes you have bigger muscles or makes you gain weight. I think it improves the efficiency of your muscles. What say you? Do you think it's not like a Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, bodybuilder type thing, right? Anabolic steroid kind of thing.
Exactly. It's not anabolic. What it's doing is it's making each individual muscle cell healthier. Now, we haven't studied this, but this is sort of my thought process, is if we took the study out longer than 4 months, and looked at a fit population who is exercising, right? If each muscle cell is stronger and you are then able to lift more.
Yeah, the consequence could be you might tolerate more exercise, which could enhance your muscle strength and potentially size. Yeah, so I agree with that.
Yes.
You know, just let me mention.
It is not, on its own, it's not anabolic.
Today's call to action. While we have time, MitoPure is offering a rare deep discount because we really want you to try this, folks, to kick off your 2025. This month only, get 33% off MitoPure. So we want to eliminate all obstacles to your trying it. Just go to timeline.com/Hoffman33. That's timeline.com/Hoffman33 for 33% off MitoPure. And I might also mention that they have some great skincare products. I really like their skincare products because there's actually some science behind the rejuvenation of the mitochondria in your epithelial cells that continually regenerate and work hard to keep your skin looking good and youthful. So I like their topical products as well. So, Jen, thank you very much for joining us. That's Jen Scheinman. Jen Scheinman from Timeline. And the product is MitoPure. Check it out at timeline.com/Hoffman33 for 33% off MitoPure as a special offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Stay with us. This is Intelligent Medicine.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This is Carl Bott. Join us Monday as we welcome Shasta College with the latest on what's happening out there and the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, CVAC. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday with Carl and Linda Bott. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Firefighters are hoping to make further progress against wildfires as forecasters again warn of dangerous weather with the return of strong winds. L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
Elevated critical fire weather conditions will continue through Wednesday. The Los Angeles County Fire Department is prepared. These winds, combined with low relative humidities and low fuel moistures, will keep the fire threat in Los Angeles County very high.
At least 16 people have been killed, another 16 missing. An investigation is underway into the private drone that crashed into an aircraft battling the Southern California fires last week. The FBI says it's looking for the owner of the drone that punched a hole in the wing of a Super Scooper aircraft Thursday, forcing it to land. These types of planes fly low over bodies of water, scooping up vast amounts to drop onto the fires. LAPD Chief Jim McDonald says they can no longer escort or allow residents to go back to their burned-out homes.
We have search operations now beginning. We will have cadaver dog deployment, and that will result in crime scene preservation efforts, and then the recovery of remains, working closely with the LA County Coroner. Tomorrow, winds will be picking up, as you heard, further complicating our efforts and creating an additional fire danger.
Officials say a burglary suspect was arrested as he looted the remains of one home. He was dressed as a firefighter. After a freezing winter storm shut schools, cut power, and canceled flights, the South is slowly thawing as warmer weather melts the snow. Power is back in parts of North Carolina and South Carolina, where tens of thousands of customers lost electricity over the last few days. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contract.
Pain is affecting your life. I've got the perfect New Year's resolution for you. Make 2025 the year of feeling good again. The year of moving better, sleeping better, feeling more alive. Do it with Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Over a million of us have turned to Relief Factor. Feel the difference it can make in your life. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than $1 $1 a day, just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. You can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less, and every day you feel better is a day you live better. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, make 2025 the year of feeling good again. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start today. Just go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
University of Michigan is ending its partnership with a Chinese college.
That move comes after 5 Chinese students in the program were charged with suspicious activities outside a U.S. military site. The school says it takes matters of national security very seriously. The end to the academic partnership, just the latest case of American schools moving away from Chinese universities over concerns the Americans might be helping China to develop critical technology to boost its own armed forces. Jason Walker reporting.
Recent study led by researchers at Washington State finds that elderberry juice could be a potent tool for weight management and boosting metabolic health. The study found that consuming 12 ounces of the juice daily for a week had a positive effect on the gut microbiome. The study examined the metabolic health of 18 overweight adults. News and analysis at townhall.com. Two living members of the so-called President's Club seemed to be enjoying a pleasant conversation before the state funeral service for the late President Jimmy Carter began. George Williams has more on the story.
President-elect Donald Trump was asked about televised images of an apparently jovial exchange he was having with former President Barack Obama as families, dignitaries, and mourners gathered for the ceremony Thursday at the Washington National Cathedral.
I didn't realize it, how friendly it looked.
If former Presidents Carter and Ford eventually developed a close bond, could the same happen for Mr. Obama and Mr. Trump?
I said, boy, they look like two people that like each other, and we probably do. We have little different philosophies, right?
Only time will tell. George Williams reporting.
Joe Biden awards Pope Francis the Presidential Medal of Freedom with distinction. The White House said it's the first time Biden has bestowed that honor on anyone. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we open with The Adventures of Frank Grace, and later debut our latest Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar five-part storyline. It's the picture postcard matter. Well, this first series aired in syndication in 1949, and the original lead was Tom Collins. Then after a few months, he departed and Paul Dubov took over. Tony Bear would play sidekick Mark Donovan throughout the run. Well, this one here stars the original lead. In addition to Barrett, it also features announcer Art Gilmore, and it's from May 15, 1949.
The Adventures of Frank Grace, starring Tom Collins. The war changed many things, the face of the earth and the people on it. Before the war, Frank Grace worked as an attorney, but he traded his law books for the cloak and dagger of the OSS. And when it was over, his former life was over too. Adventure had become his business. The Adventures of Frank Grace. And now, we join Frank Race for the Istanbul adventure.
There are men who will tell you they've seen the city die. It's hard to find argument for their words. Our population has dwindled to half between the wars. Our trade has dried to a trickle. But somehow, with a wet night engulfing crooked streets and shadowy bazaars, I was feeling the old exhilaration and expecting a sense of violence. As always, Istanbul.
Here, this doorway.
Rather close.
You are not very helpful.
Cigarette?
Yes, thank you.
Light.
What is it?
I'm intrigued. A woman comes out of the night. A woman pursued by bullets. She turns out to be lovely.
If you don't mind, I must go.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll go with you.
No, please.
Oh, now look. Tomorrow I'm leaving Turkey, but tonight you need help.
It's not for me. It's for a friend. A friend who is in trouble, an American like yourself.
American?
He's hurt, badly hurt. I think he's dying.
Well, let's get him a doctor.
That's why I'm trying to get out of this sector. I know a physician who will go to him.
I'll get you out. Come on. They. Here, let me get clear. Move behind me. Yeah.
Hey, Grace!
Oh.
And I thought I knew my way around. With this worse than driving a hack in Boston.
It's all right. His name's Donovan. He's Brooklyn Irish and does harmless.
Hey, what goes on? Where are you, Frank?
Right here. Where have you been?
Oh, where have I been, he wants to know. I am out with a man just because he wants to go walking and he disappears. Where have I been?
I happened to turn up a side street while you were gaping in some window. I imagined you'd follow.
What do you say we start grinding back at a hotel, huh? Even with this slicker on, I'm beginning to feel like a blotter. Hey, what's this?
And come to think of it, we don't know each other's name, do we? I'm Frank Race.
I'm Liesl Kruger.
Well, what's the story, Race?
I'm glad to know all of it, Mark. There's an American nearby who needs medical help. We're going to get him a doctor. There are people around here who might try to stop us.
And you talk me out of bringing along my end wrench.
From another section of the city, Liesl made a phone call. Within 15 minutes, we were joined with the physician. He was young and tall and dark, with a face you felt you could believe in. Liesl introduced him as Dr. Amaran.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you for helping Liesl. I believe we shall manage all right now.
It might be harder getting back into that sector than it was getting out. We'd better stick with you. The rain had stopped, and with it had gone the freshness of the night. With no wind stirring, the street smelled fetid, oppressive. There was no lift to the blackness, and you got the feeling of continually being about to walk into something. Then there was a gate. Beyond it, a small light coming from what looked like a stable. Mark and I were asked to wait, and the other two left us.
You know, I wonder if we're going to get a chance to cancel our reservations.
What reservations?
On the ball.
Why should we want to cancel them?
Race, I got a look at that girl. You won't be taking no boat tomorrow. Which, to me, is kind of sad.
Here she comes.
You come, Race. You want your friend. I told the American about you, Race. He wants to talk to you.
He is too weak to say much, Mr. Race. If you will kneel down.
What's his name, Doctor?
Dwyer. Johnny Dwyer.
Hi, Johnny.
Hiya, fella. Where you from?
I work out of New York. I was born in Indiana.
Hey, sounds like home. I'm from Dayton, Ohio.
Who hurt you, Johnny?
Some bad ones, fella. Pulling a bad deal. Liesl and Doc will tell you that great big...
You'd better not speak anymore.
Come on, come out of it, Race. Come out of it, will you? Come on, it's better.
Oh.
What happened to me?
Well, you won't need to part your hair for a while, not the way that slug creased your head.
It was Liesl. And the doctor?
I guess they got away. The doc got in a lick, too, eh? One of them visitors is as dead as a smoked herring.
What about Johnny? Johnny Dwyer?
He's dead, too, Frank. I don't know what these people are playing, but it ain't post office, Frank. It ain't post office.
As Mark had prophesied, we missed our boat because I went looking for Liesl. I spent almost a week at it before giving up, after which I lapsed into an inertia of just lying around the hotel.
Look, I never knew you to get this low over a thing before. Why not think about other things, huh? Here, I brought up a telegram for you.
Yeah, read it to me.
All right. Hey, who is Anthony Woolwine?
Tony Woolwine. He's an executive for Intercontinental Underwriters.
Yeah, well, he wants to see you. Urgent.
Well, that means he gets your wish about Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, don't sound like New York to me. This is from France. Some place called, Cannes.
Cannes. It's on the Riviera, not far from Monte Carlo.
Monte Carlo? Where all that high-powered gambling goes on?
The same.
Oh, no kidding. Well, look, if it's all right with you, I just as soon postpone seeing Fifth Avenue for a little while.
Tony Woolwine, a nice guy who always seemed to be where there was sunshine. At Cannes, he had everything to go with the climate. Rambling villa, lots of ground around it, lots of swimming pool taking up the ground. He greeted me in bathing trunks and a tan that made everything about him seem brown, but his grin.
It may look like a holiday, Frank, but I'm not over here just for laughs.
I've been wondering why you sent for me.
Tomorrow you embark on a dirty job.
Oh, that's fair warning. Thanks.
Do you mind if I make a personal observation?
Go ahead. Got me under your spell.
You don't seem to have your usual eye out for the ladies. And here I've been thinking that this crop I gathered was unusually bounteous.
Well, with your usual discernment, you've provided both quantity and quality. I've noticed. Particularly that bit of symmetry near the dining board.
In the black suit? Ah, that's better. Now I'll stop fretting. Oh, there's somebody I want you to meet. Chuck?
Yeah?
Come on over here. It's a flyer I'd like to have you know. You like him. He's offered to help us out on this task I mentioned.
Hi.
Chuck, I want you to know Frank Race. Chuck Farrell, Frank Race.
Oh, Farrell, how are you doing? How are you?
And I am Liesl Kruger.
She stood there quietly, utterly composed. An exquisite figure in a black suit. She had been the one who had drawn my comment, the one by the diving board. She looked young, younger than she had in Istanbul. And her loveliness and the stare of the sun was something to take the breath out of you.
Where, oh, where did we find this? Woolwine, you've been hauling out on us. Hey, look, beautiful.
We thought you were dead, Race, when we saw you go down with the blood all over your face.
Blood all over
you? You got away all right? You and the doctor?
Amaran's arm was broken by a bullet. We got away. We couldn't have done it had not you and your friend been there to confuse him.
I realize this must be some sort of a reunion,
but... Is Race the man you were telling me of, Tony?
Well, yes, Race is the man.
You mean... There's a tie-up here somewhere?
Well, my side of it is purely insurance. The company's had to pay off claims on three large shipments of food, clothing, and medical supplies coming to Europe from the United States. We don't want to have to refuse insurance on future shipments, but naturally we can't keep that up. So we've got to solve the problem.
I take it these shipments weren't lost at sea.
Liesl, now it's your turn.
Well, it's the same thing that has been choking Europe to death for so long, Race. Black market. Last year, it seems to have come under the control of one organization. All over the continent.
Is this what you've been fighting? You and Dr. Amaran?
Yes. To Americans, the black market might seem vicious. But I'm sure it seems impersonal. A blight that doesn't really touch. But with us... Well, I had a brother. All I had left of my family. And a year ago, he became ill... of pneumonia. I was assured that if he received penicillin, he would live.
Well, it's usually effective.
I got him the penicillin, Race. At a price very hard for me to pay. I got him the penicillin. But he died. At the age of 19.
Oh, I'm sorry, Liesl.
He died because the drug was worthless.
What happened to those shipments that were lost?
Destroyed. Cargo, train, and crew. Nothing left each time but smoldering ashes.
I don't get it. What happened to them?
The black market would have stolen those shipments, but they knew it would be too difficult. So they destroy them. Nobody knows how, because the train crews are always killed. And then the black marketeers get their high prices with shoddy clothes and bad food and synthetic medicine.
Sounds like a rough bunch.
Race knows how rough they can be. He saw some of their work in Istanbul.
There'll be two more trains going through this month. One on the 19th, the other on the 27th.
They must not be destroyed, Race. Listen to me. There is an epidemic of diphtheria breaking out through the western portion of France. Unless those trains get through with diphtheria toxoid, thousands of children are going to die.
You're listening to The Adventures of Frank Race. We'll be right back with more after this break.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Get ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at readingflorist@charter.net. Also included, two dozen premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, two tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend. KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Reading Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR.
And now let's wrap up this episode of The Adventures of Frank Race on Win Radio Was.
And now back to The Adventures of Frank Race.
The coastline of the Riviera is like no other place in the world. But for me, Liesl Kruger made it even more glamorous. Glamour. It was a quality she would carry with her wherever she went, heightening it with her beauty and a willingness to involve herself in lethal danger for a cause without profit.
There's no other spot like this place. For me, that is. You've probably seen other places just as lovely, just as unique.
As lovely? Yes. As unique? Not quite.
Oh, such a beautiful evening.
Liesl.
Yes, Liz.
How do I get my teeth into this fight of yours? Where do I start?
Armand. Armand can tell you more about it even than I.
Where is he?
In Toulon. He would be happy to see you.
You, You seem very close, you and the doctor.
Well, when two persons share the dangers we have shared, there will naturally be a bond. But I'm not in love with him. If that is what you mean.
Why do you do it, Liesl?
Why do I fight? That was my brother. And I suppose there's something else. Something it would be hard to put into words. You should know. You have the same feeling.
Well, I get paid for what I do.
Oh, do you always get paid? Who paid you for helping us in Istanbul?
Get out of it, Liesl. Let Amaran fight them. Let me fight them. But you get out of it.
Why do you say that?
We stood facing one another. And over my shoulder, the moonlight spotlighted the terrific face of hers, with its provocative lips and frame of thick, lustrous hair. I didn't grab her. I reached for her gently. And everything took time out for a while.
I meant that, Reyes.
So did I. And I'm asking you again to pull out of this business.
Reyes, I can't. I've got to stay with it to the end. No matter what the end may be.
Wake you, Frank?
Yeah, come in.
You're being invaded.
What's up?
We thought you might like to look the country over from the air. How long will it take you to dress?
A quarter of an hour. Where's the plane?
Oh, not more than 20 minutes from here.
Well, what have you got?
A salvage job I picked up. A P-47.
Some ship, Frank. Chuck thought he was getting a bargain when he bought that ice wagon. Lots of power, and he bought it for dimes. The payoff is that operating it will keep him in hock for the rest of his life.
P-47 adds up to a lot of planes.
I wouldn't have anything else. She pays her way.
Say, what's wrong with your hand, Chuck? When'd you do that?
Oh, I nicked it as I was gassing up the other day. It's a little swollen.
A little swollen? You'd better do something about it, Chuck.
Ah, tomorrow. Today I want to fly.
Chuck, since this is just a tour of duty with no destination, would you like to drop me in Toulon for a couple of hours?
Toulon? Why, sure.
I'll be calling on a doctor there. We'll get him to take a look at that hand of yours. Amaran stared at me when he saw me. His left hand hung in a sling. One of his eyes was almost shut with a bruise that extended down the whole side of his face.
Race! But we thought that...
We thought I'd been killed, Liesl told me.
Liesl, you've seen her. Oh, why do we stand here? Come in.
She told me where to find you.
Huh?
I'm in this with you now, all the way. And there's an American insurance company behind me.
Oh, thank heaven. You cannot know how much we need help.
Tell me about Johnny Dwyer. Where did he fit in? What happened to him?
Well, he was, first of all, an idealist. So many of you Americans are. And he knew how to fight. So they murdered him.
What was he doing in Istanbul?
He'd learned too much. So the black marketeers chased him from here.
From Toulon? Is that why you're here?
Yes. Johnny Dwyer stayed at a quayside hotel there, a rat trap called the Charbonnier. Hmm? Why he went there, Liesl and I never learned. Too many things happened too rapidly. But it was from the Charbonnier that they hounded him. First to Marseille, then to Rome, then to Istanbul. It was from Rome that we got his call for help and word to meet him in Turkey. You know what happened there.
The Hotel Charbonnier. I imagine they know you there.
Oh, I wish I could say I knew them as well.
You have no idea of an identity behind it?
Oh, nothing worth a sou. We've dealt with one or two, but they were no more than underlings. We learned nothing.
I'm going to take lodgings at the Hotel Charbonnier with a friend who was with me in Istanbul.
There must be a safer way.
But done quicker than I can see. And now, I wonder if I may ask a favor of you.
Anything.
The pilot who flew me over here has a bad hand, an infection. I wish you'd look at it.
Well, he's here with you?
He remained in his plane, but I've got a cab outside.
Well, then let us go to him.
We found Chuck Farrell leaning against the fuselage of his P-47. In his hand, a silver flask with which he waved at us as we came up. Amaran, smiling as I introduced them, tightened his lips seriously when he saw the hand. He made a clinic of the 47's cockpit, taking Chuck's temperature and otherwise thoroughly checking his patient's condition.
You have absorbed quite a little alcohol lately, huh?
Oh, I guess I've been doing all right. Why? Come on, Doc, brief me on this.
When did you have an inoculation for tetanus last?
Never had one that I know of.
You were not in your army?
No. Do I have tetanus coming on?
It's possible.
Bad, huh?
Since you have received no toxoids, then I can bolster an inoculation with antitoxin. It's indicated.
Well, then let's have it. Will it make me sick?
It may not. Depending on your sensitivity to it. You should not fly this plane.
Ever been checked out in a P-47 race?
Yeah.
Good. Then you can ferry us back.
Well, possibly, Dr. Amron will come over and check your condition in a day or so.
Of course. And when will you keep the rendezvous we discussed?
As soon as I can pry Mark Donovan loose from those Monte Carlo gaming tables. There are parks and promenades in Toulon, all handsome. There's the view of the sea. There's the cathedral, other old churches, and a fine town hall. Not far from its docks on a crooked street, forgotten by all but the police, and a few citizens who would prefer that the police also forgot it, stands the Hotel Charbonnier, as dubious a hostel as you'll find anywhere along the Mediterranean.
I will say just one thing. If I'd have known I was leaving Monte Carlo for this, honest race, I think I'd have run out on you.
Now, cheer up, Mark. You'll find after a while the place grows on you.
Something's been growing on me. It ain't my disposition. If I could only get me a cup of coffee.
Why don't you look around?
I've been looking around. There's wine, wine, wine everywhere. You can wade in this stuff, but not one drop of coffee. I gotta find some somewhere. Hey. A note under the door.
Let me have it.
Where's it from?
Dr. Amron. He wants me to go to him at once. Something urgent. You wait here.
Oh, come in. Come inside, Race.
What is it? Trouble?
Worse than that. Tragedy. Look over there.
Liesl. She's been hurt. What is it, Amaran? What happened to her?
She's dying, Race. She got here about an hour ago. She's been trying to tell me what happened, but she's had only strength enough to say your name.
You've got to save her.
I've done everything I can, Race. Talk to her. She will hear you. She wants to hear you.
I had a lot of things to say to her, but if she ever heard any of them, there was no sign. After a while, I gave it up and went back to the Hotel Charbonnier. There in the musty hallway.
Grace.
What? No. It's you, Mark.
Come here, will you? Gotta have a look in here. I heard this morning that this place used to be a cafe, see? So I started poking around in the basement, thinking I might accidentally run across some coffee somewhere. You gotta fall these crates first. And then this door. Can you squeeze through?
Yeah. What have you got?
Take a look at what I got. An arsenal. Rifles, pistols, submachine guns, even shells. Look at this one, will you?
Shell? That's no shell, Mark. That's a rocket.
What's the matter?
Oh, what a fool I've been. Chuck Farrell and his P-47.
What are you talking about?
P-47's Thunderbolts. Along with the British Typhoons, they were the top rocket-firing planes of the war. Rockets for knocking off tanks and trains. Trains, Mark, do you hear that?
Sidney, I hear it, but
Chuck Farrell, he destroyed the supply trains. And I've been eating with him, drinking with him, flying with him. What is it?
Something odd. We'll see what we're doing.
Here, then. Load this pistol. You're going up through that window up there. When you get clear, fire two shots, you understand? Then head for Woolwine. Tell him about this whole setup.
Now, wait a minute. You can boost me up to that window, but what about you? How are you going to get out of here?
Give me a foot and get going. Here.
Okay, I'm off.
Get clear to the street before you signal.
Yeah, but what are you
going
to do?
Hold him off with this Tommy gun. Get going.
Okay, I'm going.
Okay, one more rush to get that door open. Race?
What can I do for you?
It's Chuck Farrell.
Nice to have you aboard.
That machine gun won't do you any good, Race. I've got a dozen boys here. We'll smoke you out if we have to.
Farrell, listen.
All right, I'm listening.
You heard that shot?
Yeah, I heard it. So what?
That's a friend of mine, signaling that he's clear of here. He's going to Woolwine.
to tell him how you've been using that P-47 to destroy those trains with rockets.
All right, Race. I'm coming in. Along. And empty-handed.
Make sure your people stay out.
Relax, Race. They're getting lost. With Wu Wine knowing about the rockets, why should I sweat out a lost cause?
Always play the cool hand. Is that the philosophy, Farrell?
Why not? We'll work out other deals. I've made plenty of money and I still got it. What can you do? Extradite me? Nuts. Of course, you might turn that chatterbox on me. But you're not the type for that, are you, Race?
I don't have to be, Chuck. You're all taken care of.
What do you mean?
You look sort of feverish.
What? Sure, I'm feverish. I've got tetanus. But I've been treated for it. You took care of that.
I know. I saw your doctor about an hour ago. He was trying to save the life of a lovely girl you murdered.
I didn't do that, Race.
You were part of it. The same way you've been part of murdering a lot of other people, including kids. But you finished, Chuck. Mamaron said you weren't in shape for a bout with tetanus.
Stop trying to annoy me. I took that antitoxin, didn't I?
Dr. Ramaron learned this morning that the antitoxin he gave you was worthless.
Worthless?
It was worthless because it came through your own black market channels. And there's none available that'll be effective. Not until a new supply arrives from America in 15 days. And in 15 days, Chuck, I have a feeling you won't be around.
Adventures of Frank Race, starring Tom Collins, came to you from Hollywood. The series is written and directed by Buckley Angel and Joel Murcott. The music is composed and played by Ivan Dittmars. Be sure to be with us again this time, 1 week from today, for another dramatic chapter in The Adventures of Frank Race. Art Gilmore speaking. This is a Bruce Ells production.
The Istanbul Adventure from May 15, 1949. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, we debut the five-part Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar storyline, The Picture Postcard Matter, right after this break.
Harry Lime had many lives, and I can recount all of them. How do I know? Very simple. Because my name is Harry Lime.
Orson Welles reprises his iconic film role as Harry Lime, a con man, a manipulator, and one of the most fascinating men you'll ever meet. In Radio Spirit's HCD set, The Third Man, Lives of Harry Lime.
Why, Lily. Lily, what are you doing here?
We have some very pretty pink gardenias.
Oh, come on, Lily, don't tell me you don't remember me. And how are all the Corellis?
The who?
Now, don't give me that, Lily.
My name is Lulu.
Well, it used to be Lily, and you used to be a blonde. And the Corellis, as you know perfectly well, because you used to work for them, are the best bank robbers in Central Europe. Well, what about it, honey?
For a limited time, you can get The Third Man, Lives of Harry Lime, for 50% off. It's a steal that Harry himself would be proud to have orchestrated. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAVE5077 to pay only $15.98.
This is the signal. Mr. Corelli, that celebrated expert with his two able assistants, starts toward the bank. The tunnel was not built for comfort, and the going on hands and feet is a trifle rough. There's a bit of genteel cursing, but hearts are high.
Through 16 exciting escapades, you'll be whisked from one exotic locale to another, all in pursuit of priceless gems, pretty women, and international intrigue. And in the company, of course, of a masterful and roguish charmer who occasionally uses his prowess to stop a crime.
And remember, if you can't manage to resist temptation, be sure you get it appraised.
There's no reason to resist when you can get half off The Third Man, Lives of Harry Lime, today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code 5077 to pay just $15.98. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. Now, here's a stat. Studies have found that 60% of thieves would go someplace else if you have a security system. And one of the easiest and most reliable security systems to set up is TP-Link's Tapo C120 security cam. And as Jens Hennings from TP-Link explains, the C120 includes free Tapo Care.
In the free version, it gives you the live stream, the instant notifications, the two-way audio, the free AI detection. But you can also subscribe to a basic or a premium package. And with those, you can actually have cloud storage of all of your videos. So when it does detect motion, it'll actually send you a notification and a picture as well. And then you can choose to view it live or you can choose to ignore it.
More is at tp-link.com. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and the debut of the Johnny Dollar five-part storyline, The Picture Postcard Matter. It originally aired in October of 1956, and this is part one.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Tom Wilkins at Global Casualty, Johnny.
Oh, hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Lousy. Right now I've got one big headache, $100,000 headache.
Try an ice bag and go back to bed.
A bag of ice would cure me, all right, but not the kind of ice you're thinking of.
Hmm?
$100,000 worth of uncut diamonds, Johnny. They've been stolen, and we wrote the policy on them.
$100,000? That's a fat lot of rocks, Tom.
And a fat fee if you can recover them for us. You interested?
Oh, that's the understatement of the week.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Home Office, Global Casualty, Hartford, Connecticut. Following is an account of expenditures during my investigation of the picture postcard matter. Expense account item one, $1.25, taxi to the office of Global Casualty, where Tom Wilkins was waiting for me.
Well, looks like we're bucking a pretty well-organized outfit in this deal, Johnny. The way they pulled the job shows they'd planned it out pretty well.
How did it happen, Tom, and where?
The diamonds were being taken by special courier from Zurich, Switzerland to Amsterdam. They got lifted at the Zurich airport.
How?
The airport was crowded. The courier was carrying the diamonds in a leather briefcase strapped to his wrist. A fight broke out suddenly. In the confusion, the courier was slugged and the case cut loose from him.
After which the fight suddenly stopped, huh?
Yeah. It was obviously a rigged brawl. By the time the police arrived, the people involved had disappeared.
With the uncut diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like their timing was pretty good.
Too good.
How about the courier? He got a look at the guy who slugged him?
No, it happened from behind.
Anybody in the airport crowd able to describe the guys who'd rigged the brawl?
Well, no clear description. Somebody mentioned that one of the men involved was stocky, sort of a bullneck.
Oh, great. Probably only a couple of million people answering that description.
True.
Zurich police turn up anything?
Not a thing.
Well, look, Tom, I'm an insurance investigator, not a magician. You better get yourself another boy.
Whoa, Johnny. We got one lead, and it could be enough if it's on the level.
Oh? Well, let's have it.
The robbery was day before yesterday. This morning, I got an airmail special delivery letter from Zurich. Here, take a look.
Regarding the recent diamond matter, I have information which may enable you to recover them.
For a reward.
So I see. And he wants to talk to somebody about it.
Yeah. And I nominate you.
It's signed Sebastian. Any idea who he is?
None at all. As you see, I was to reply to general delivery in Zurich. I did. Told him you were the one.
Uh-huh. How do I find him?
I'll read on. You're to register at the Polo Hotel in Zurich. He or she will contact you there.
You think it's on the level?
I don't know.
Could be a phony. Somebody trying to ace in and promote a fast buck. It's happened before.
Sure, and this could be another one. But right now, it's the only lead we've got. We got to take a chance and go along with it.
I can't say I care for the postscript here. Extreme caution necessary.
Leads me to think there's one thing you'd better be real sure about, Johnny.
What's that?
That you don't get contacted by the wrong guy.
And so, with the sun sinking slowly in the west and my morale slowly following suit, I said goodbye to my cheerful friend and set sail for distant shore. Item two, $622, plane fare and incidentals to Zurich, Switzerland. It was a quiet, uneventful flight, and I had a lot of time to think. and I didn't much like what I was thinking. Whoever had lifted the uncut stones wouldn't exactly like the idea of an informant spilling the beans to me, and I had a slight hunch I'd be lucky if beans were the only thing that got spilled. My plane landed at Zurich in the late afternoon. I hired a cab, that's item 3-1, to take me to the Polo Hotel. The city looked bright, fresh, and clean. It gave me a lift. And the sight of a very pretty girl walking quickly to my cab as we were ready to pull away from the airport didn't hurt either.
Oh, darling, I...
Well, hello. Oh,
I'm so sorry. I made a mistake.
Darn it.
I thought you
that
were...
That was somebody else. Yeah, that's the trouble with having an ordinary-looking face.
Well, I wouldn't call it ordinary, but please...
What?
Please, I wonder, could I share your cab into the city?
Oh, by all means.
I guess my friend was not on that plane after all.
Oh, that's rough. Okay, driver.
Very good of you.
Well, I'm a real prince when you get to know me, Miss...
Schaefer. Ilsa Schaefer.
Johnny Dollar. And speaking of getting to know me...
Driver, please, pull up.
Well, hey, how come?
Oh, I am so sorry, Mr. Dollar. I just remembered something I have to do.
We were just beginning to get acquainted.
I know. A pity, isn't it?
Well, look, wait, don't...
But perhaps this will make up for it.
Well, offhand, I can't think of a better start. Now, if you'll only...
Goodbye.
Hey, Ilsa, wait! Well, if this is the customary Swiss hospitality driver, sign me up. Then I realized that Ilsa had forgotten her purse. I had the driver cruise around a few minutes, but we didn't see her anywhere. So I dropped her purse off at the lost and found office of the taxicab company, then went on to the Polo Hotel. It was in the newer quarter of Zurich, on the lower slopes of the Zurichberg. I went inside and started for the desk in the lobby, but I didn't quite make it.
Turn here, please.
Sorry, I'm heading for the desk.
I said turn here, please.
You know, I can't say I care for the way you keep nudging me in the ribs. That wouldn't be a gun, would it?
Yes, it would. Now, if you will please come with me.
Okay, mister. Where to?
To the side entrance.
I'll say one thing. I sure didn't expect all the reception committees. The first one I like much better.
Skip it, will you? Outside. That car over there.
Hey, look, isn't it about time you tell me what this is all about?
There's no use pretending you do not know. The diamonds.
Oh. You think I've got them, maybe?
I do not think. I'm sure of it.
Well, this may come as a nasty surprise to you, mister, but
I have no time to waste. She entered your cab with a purse.
She?
And
Ilsa?
And left without it. And she was, shall we say, very friendly to you.
Oh, that I remember. And I have no complaints, believe me, but she didn't give me any diamonds.
I warn you.
They weren't in her purse, either. They checked the contents at Lost and Found.
Get into the car.
Hey, look, this routine won't get you anywhere.
Into the car.
Hey, take it easy, friend. You're trying to poke a hole in my ribs. Okay.
Into the car.
I jerked the door open suddenly to knock him off balance. I swung at him, but he ducked and lunged at me. I went sprawling into the street in front of an oncoming car. The fenders hit me a glancing blow and I bounced against the curb. By the time I could get to my feet again, my friend with a gun had disappeared and so had his car. I wasn't hurt, but it took several minutes to convince the very scared cab driver who'd accidentally hit me. He should be scared.
You're listening to yours truly, Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more right after this.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden.
Samson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Dan Asner. A lovely and chatting interview. Conversation. It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
And now let's get back to Bob Bailey starring as Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
Expense account item 4, $12.75. Telephone call to Tom Wilkins at Global Casualty Bank in the States.
I'm glad you called, Johnny. Any luck so far?
No luck, but sure a lot of action.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, first off, an attractive little doll shares my cab for a few blocks, plants a kiss on me, and scrambles out, leaving her purse behind.
What?
Then a strong arm collars me and tells me the girl must have passed the diamonds to me in the cab.
Well, but that doesn't make sense.
Well, anyway, that's what happened so far, plus my almost getting run over in the process.
Look, Johnny, I knew this wouldn't be an easy assignment, but...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Don't worry, Tom. I'm still all in one piece. But I'm beginning to realize what Sebastian meant in his letter about extreme caution being necessary.
Has anyone contacted you yet?
No, only the aforementioned pair. No sign of this Sebastian, whoever he or she is.
Well, I still don't understand
why. Neither do I. Either the boys who stole the diamonds have lost them, or there's another outfit trying to get their hands on them. In which case, I'm right in the middle.
Johnny, Sebastian's still our only lead. You got to give him plenty of chance to contact you.
Yeah, I know. Will do.
But be careful.
Look, I'm with you, believe me. I went up to my room and stretched out on the bed to wait. 2 hours went by. Nothing happened. Finally, I went down to the lobby. Expense account item 5, 30 cents, 2 English language newspapers. I settled down in the most conspicuous chair I could find and waited some more. Still nothing. I worked my way through the newspapers slowly. Then, finally, somebody came over to the chair that was back to back with mine. I took a quick look. He was well-dressed, dark wavy hair, medium height. But he paid no attention to me and started reading his newspaper. Looked like a wrong guess. Maybe I'd have to wait until tomorrow. So I started to get up.
Mr. Dollar.
What?
Please, put your newspaper in front of your face and do not turn around.
Okay. Who are you?
Sebastian, who wrote the letter to your company in the United States.
Oh?
It must not appear we are talking to each other.
Somebody watching us?
I would not doubt it.
So you want to talk about the robbery of those uncut diamonds. How do I know you have any real information?
I will give you proof presently. But first, let us talk about the reward. What is the amount?
Depends on how good the information is, Sebastian.
I am talking about the diamonds.
Oh?
Suppose I were to tell you that I was in a position to guarantee their return.
Go on.
For $25,000 and no further investigation, I will arrange for the return of the diamonds.
I'd have to have proof that you know what you're talking about.
Of course. Let me see. My back is to you. Is it your right hand which is closest to the wall and shielded from the lobby?
Yeah.
Put it down beside your chair. Do not take the newspaper away from your face.
Okay.
Here.
Picture postcard.
Yes. Addressed to me, as you see.
The writing's in German. What does it mean?
It is the equivalent of your American expression, having wonderful time, wish you were here.
Signed by F. Gruner. Who's he or she?
A friend. Look at the picture on the other side.
The Kleibach Inn?
Yes. An inn in the town of Kleibach in the Alps, several hours from here.
Hey, wait a minute. Are the diamonds at the Kleibach Inn?
No. But this postcard is part of the key to their location.
Part of the... Oh, now, look, Sebastian, this just isn't good enough.
Shh,
I can't...
Someone is coming. I cannot talk further with you here. It is not safe.
Well, look,
do not worry. I will furnish all the proof you need.
When?
Tonight. Now listen carefully. I am going. I will leave my newspaper on the floor beside my chair. Wait a few minutes, then get up. Drop your paper, and when you pick it up, pick up mine also.
Then what?
On an inner page of my paper, I have written my address. Come there in 2 hours. If I am not there, wait for me.
Now, just a minute. How can I...
Please. There is no time for further questions. 2 hours, Mr. Dollar. In my room.
Two hours later, I went to the address he'd given me. A small apartment in another part of the city. Now, answer. He hadn't arrived yet. I went inside and waited. 15 minutes went by. No sign of Sebastian. And then something started picking away at my brain. A faint sound. I finally pegged it. A dripping faucet. It came from the bathroom. The bathtub was full. In it, floating face down, was Sebastian.
Here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a perfect stranger wants to get acquainted and a beautiful girl asks me to go skiing. Trouble is, either or both of them could be trying to kill me. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Robert Reif, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Picture Postcard Matter, which originally played out in October 1956. We'll present part two at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Tom Collins as Frank Grace. Well, can you name Collins' other primary starring role on radio? He played a magician caught up in international mystery and adventure. I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care?
Over Heels with Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs, a 3-CD collection of 75 classic love songs brought to you by MusicRewind.com.
Writing love letters in the sand.
Darling, you send me
whisper sweet nothing. bags while listening to the original recordings of legendary performers from the 50s, including Tony Bennett, Elvis Presley, Perry Como, Patti Page, Nat King Cole, Dean Martin, Doris Day, Buddy Holly, and many more. Order Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code LOVE77.
Somewhere along the way, take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise.
Go to MusicRewind.com to get Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs, today for just $19.98 or call 855-798-5556. Use promo code LOVE77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember, promo code LOVE77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we're talking about radio actor Tom Collins. We heard him as Frank Race, but I wanted to know the other primary starring role that he had on radio. He was Chandu the Magician. I'm your host Greg Bell, and we're out of time, but take a little time and visit the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.